జయమశుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయమును తెలియరా. ప్రవిష్టమశుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి ఆనందపూడి వైష్ణవ వృందకి రామాచార్య శిలదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమసము శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోపినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథపురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త వృందకి లో ప్రేమనంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరవంగా, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ బుద్ధలేశ్వరి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దేవమాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహగృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవా. శ్రీమద్భాగవతాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి శ్రీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముఖ్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం భవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పదయోస్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వన్నో యదప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్యం సర్వపాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరతశ్చాతేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయ. తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మహ ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత గైరవోత్ర వరమో మర్మత్సరాణం సదా వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వాపరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాన్. నిగమగల్పదరోర్గళితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుగాహం. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాది హేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజంతం అనుభేదమభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరవాజ్జుహావాం పుత్రేది తన్మయదయస్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి. స్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతిదిదీర్షదాం తమోంగం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే. కమనీయ కిశోర ముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణు కునిదా ప్రదాననిందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదా మురారేర్మగురిన్న కణిగాపి కాపి. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ യാ സന്ധരികതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീ ചരണാരവിന്ദ പ്രമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം പ്രതിഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ഭ്രമ വാസദാംബുരദോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽക്കൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമഃ ശ്രീമതി രാധയായേ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ദധാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹ വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാ ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈ രണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാസംബോധനാഭോദിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പ്രേപീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരതപങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിനശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർവേദൈർ സംഗപദൈർക്രമ ഉപനിഷദൈർഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണേ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ
Krishna is talking to Uddhava about Bhagavata Dharma. That is what yesterday we were discussing at the end.
Yoyo mahi pareya dharmam kalpyate nishphalaya chet tada ayaso nirarthasyal bhayaderiva sattama.
Krishna is saying to Uddhava in the 21st verse that even in Bhagavata Dharmam, certain times those activities which may appears to be material, laugiyam, or vyavaharam, or laugiyam, even they tends to bring some results. For example, when there is fear or lamentation, due to that no one gets any benefit from that, either due to fear or due to lamentation. And when you are frightened, when somebody is frightened, he runs away from the situation. Or when a lot of distress comes, he may cry in this world. But because these results, like fear, lamentation, they are not welcome by the human society. Human society do not welcome them. And therefore, the cause of all these things is also meaningless. Krishna is saying here that any vyavaram or any kind of vyavaram, if it is without expectation of results, if it is offered to Krishna, it can turn to be Bhagavata Dharmam. Bhagavata Dharmam's success is that anything that is offered to Krishna, it says here, Yo mai pare dharmam kalpyade nishphalaya chet tad ayaso nirarthasyal bhayade riva sattama. That means Krishna says, even does not matter whatever karmam what we have to do in this world, if it is offered to Krishna, Krishna is saying here, tad ayaso nirarthasyal bhayade riva sattama. Ayaso means that that it is not something that is going to create a lot of stress in one person, and that even though it may appear, for example, Krishna says here that important thing is what the karma is performed is not the important thing, but the attitude of the person who is executing the karma. For example, no matter whatever dharma it may be, that if it is done without expectation of any results, in other words, as long as it's not a fruitive activity, and suppose if it is executed simply for Krishna's pleasure, whatever karma that comes through the body, if it is executed for Krishna's pleasure, without expectation of any results, in that case, whether it is cultivation of knowledge or Brahmanishta established in the platform of Brahman, or Nirguna Bhava, that means no connection with the modes of nature, whatever it may be, suppose a person is executing them without expectation of any results, simply accepting that the karma is done by Krishna through that body, Isharasihi Vashaya Loko Yosha Dharyumai Yatha, says in the third canto. So, if it is done like that, Krishna is saying here, that is beneficial, as that will come as a Bhagavata Dharma. Instead of offering to Krishna, that means when the karma is performed, if it is done with the attitude that he is the doer and he is the enjoyer, then it is a completely waste of time. Krishna is saying there that if the karma is executed recognizing the fact that Krishna is behind that karma, as Andaryami inside, he is driving that person in executing a certain karma. But this is only possible for a person who has some understanding of Krishna consciousness. That means he realizes that Krishna is dictating to me from within to do a certain thing. And whatever comes from that, whether happiness or distress, favorable or unfavorable, the reaction of that does not touch me. It is Krishna's desire that it has to be done. I am just a tool or instrument in Krishna's hands. If in that understanding, if the karma is performed, Krishna says that is Bhagavata Dharma. And otherwise, if it is executed with the understanding that it has to, that without offering that to karma to Krishna, instead expecting full results or benefits from that, expectation of results from that, then it is a waste of time, Krishna says here. And sometimes Krishna is saying here that that results may not be up to the expectations also. Whatever may be, Krishna says here, no matter how pure that karma is, this important factor is that it has been offered to Krishna. Karma means connected and offered to Krishna. That is the most important. Ishvara Arpana Buddhi, it is called. That to offer everything to Krishna, it is for Krishna's pleasure, this particular karma is executed. In other words, there is no false ego or ahankaram present in that. I am the doer or I am the enjoyer should not be present in that. Purely it is karma yoga. Purely it is karma yoga. In karma yoga and the Bhagavata dharma, where is the difference? Difference is this. In karma yoga we say, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer should not be there. That's karma yoga. Bhagavata dharma means that karma, whatever that's happening through that body, not only I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is not there, but there is also, it is an offering to Krishna. It is for Krishna's pleasure. That means a person, while he is engaged in all kinds of karma, all the time his prayer is, let this karma please Krishna. Let it please Krishna. For Krishna's pleasure, everything is done. That become makes it, the karma yoga becomes Bhagavata dharma. Karma yoga plus bhakti becomes Bhagavata dharma. So, this understanding, Isharapana buddhi, that suppose this has become a habit with a person. One person is habituated to that all the time. That everything that goes through him is purely for Krishna's satisfaction or Krishna's happiness. If every karma is executed in that way, then after a little while, that person, that he will come to the understanding that he has a very, very strong relationship with Krishna. And not only that, that relationship will turn into such a way that the difference between servant and the master will also leave him at that point. Because whatever then what he does is, it's Krishna who is doing that. So, Bhagavata Dharmam, Krishna is saying here, it will not end up in any disaster. Once it has happened to somebody, once who is engaged in that way, then Bhagavata Dharmam will never have any kind of, it will not go back again to the old state. If a person got habituated to engage in Bhagavata Dharmam, and suppose he is established in that mood of doing everything for Krishna's satisfaction, that means in all actions, his attitude is that, let this please Krishna. It's Krishna's pleasure that's more important than my own satisfaction. If in this way, the karmam develops into dharmam, Bhagavata dharmam, and in which case, once a person has come to that understanding, and if he has got, if he has become situated in that all the time, then he will not come back from there again. Krishna is saying there. Such a person, Esham buddhimadam buddhir manishanja manishinam yal satyam anrude neha martyenam nodi mamradam. Esham buddhimadam buddhir manishanja manishinam yat satyam anrude neha martyenam nodi mamradam. Krishna is saying here, this understanding is the most important thing. It is the intelligence of all intelligent people. And manishancha manishanam. Krishna is saying there that it is the understanding of all the intelligent people. They all have this understanding that engaging in Krishna's service and doing everything for Krishna's pleasure and pleasing Krishna somehow or the other, never taking any credit from that. In other words, he is not important anymore. Every time any karma is performed, everything for Krishna's pleasure. And always the prayer is, let this karma that's being done become, make Krishna happy. Let it be for Krishna's pleasure. If it is done like that, Krishna is saying, with intelligence, with proper discrimination, and with proper knowledge of the Shastram, then one who knows these things, and that person, will come out of his material existence once for all. And this is the principle Krishna has spoken in the last 20 or so chapters in this Uddhavadesha. So, a person who has come to this stage, he doesn't have to know anything anymore after that, if he has come to that state. He doesn't have to know anything anymore. And only thing is, he has to translate this into his own life and make that as his message in the life. And translating that or transferring that to one's own life and experiencing that, that's all required. That's what he's saying there. Yal satyam anrude deha martyenapnodi
Anurde neha marte naaknodi maamrutam. Krishna is saying there. So, one thing we have to understand here is, Krishna has spoken so many things till now. He spoke about the two tattvams here. First thing is sat, asat, isn't it? Sat and asat he has spoken. Truth, absolute truth, and the false, untruth. Otherwise, we can call it in a different way, Atma and Anatma, the self and the non-self. Otherwise, we can call the same thing in a different way, Brahman and Maya. It is a one vastu that is spoken in different ways. That's all. Brahman or Maya, or Satyam or Asatyam, Sat or Asat. Otherwise, self and the non-self. Instead, you can also say it is Ishvara and his pastimes, Leela. Whichever way you want to call it, you can do that. But there's only these two tattvams that's been spoken so far. It's only these two tattvams Krishna has spoken so far. So, therefore he says here, even in all these things, there is two. Dvandvam is there, isn't it? Whether you call it as Ishvara and Maya, there is dvandvam. Prakriti Purusha, there is dvandvam. And similarly, Atma and Atma, there is dvandvam. Brahmam, Maya, if you say, there is dvandvam. Similarly, Sat, Asat, also there is dvandvam. And this dvandvam is our whole problem. Is it not? Dvandvam is what is giving us trouble. Dvaidam or dvandvam, which comes to us in that way. So, what is happening here is, this Buddha Bhaudhika Prapancham, that means this creation, which is made of material elements, and this material world, this is what is covering us from realizing Krishna, who is inside us, Antaryami, who is our very self. Who is our very self. So, Maya, or which is present in the form of this creation, and which is also called as Buddha Bhaudhika Prapancham, that means creation that has come from the five material elements, this is constantly not allowing us to turn back into Krishna, who is present inside us, Antaryami. And so therefore, he is constantly has put the shutter in front of us. So therefore, we are experiencing bondage, we are experiencing distress, and we are experiencing that ignorance also inside. And this is the nature of material existence. As long as Buddha Bhaudhiya Prapancham, which is found outside, he has put this screen or shutter in front of us, covering us from our realization of Antaryami, Krishna inside, as the truth, it will constantly create this bondage in us. It will also create that distress which is coming from that, and all the ignorance that is associated with that. So, because of this, even after studying the Shastram and discussing Krishna consciousness, still finally we come to this point. There is the world outside and there is Atma inside. Buddha Bhaudhiya Prapancham is there and Atma is there, and it is still two. Dvaitam is still there. So, and the Jiva who is witnessing these two, Antaryami inside as Krishna, Krishna as Antaryami inside, the world outside as the Bhuta Bhaudhiya Prapancham or the material elements in the creation form, and then the Jiva or Ahankaram who is witnessing these two things, the existence of Antaryami as well as the existence of the creation outside. Again, there is that situation. So, so here, Krishna is saying here, yet satyam anurde neha martena apnodi maamratam. He says here, that in this, in reality, Krishna says, anurda swarupam. Anurda means which is not, anurda means false. So, anurda swarupena, yet satyam anurde neha martena apnodi maamratam. Krishna is saying here that in this existence, very existence itself, that Jiva, which is anurdam means which is not real, And that itself is present in the form of this Bhuta Bhaudiya Prapancham as material creation present there. And he also realizes that Jiva actually is no different from Brahman. And that is what is required. At the moment, Jiva is feeling that he is a part of this creation. But actually, we have to experience there that Jiva is actually a part of Brahman, not a part of the Vaudiya Prapancham. Right at this moment, what Krishna is saying, Yad Satyam Anrde Neha Martyenapnodi Mahamrutam. So long as he is identifying with the body, and the body is continuously experiencing death, and he is feeling as Jiva is as the body, in which case he suffers. And he also feels that he is a part of the creation, part of this creation. Instead, when he gets released from that understanding, and he starts realizing that I have nothing to do with this Buddha Bhaudiya Prapancham, that means this creation of five material elements, and I have nothing to do with the Ahangaram or the Jivatvam, and instead he starts realizing that he is a part of that Brahman, the reality inside, who is present there as the Antaryami. When he realizes that, Krishna is saying here, and that is what is required. That is what is required. Practically you can see our identification with the body, identification with the world is our existence today. Instead, if he gets freed from that and gets our identification with Brahman, then that what Krishna talks about here. Yet satyam amrde neha marte apnodi mahamrutam. Marte apnodi mahamrutam. He says there that a person who is capable or who has succeeded in doing that, Krishna says that he is the clever person. He is the clever person. And because anurdha means that doesn't exist at all. Or sometimes you can also, anurdha means that doesn't exist. Anurdha also means something that exists for some time, but sometime is not existing. That's also anurdha. That's also false. It is existing sometime, but sometime it's not existing. What we call as temporary. That's also anurdham. So, and that is that point Krishna is driving back again in the Bhagavad Gita. Nasade vidyade bhavo, nabhavo vidyade sada, ubayoravi drishtandam stanayor tattva darshibi. That tattvam Krishna is talking again here in these words. That as far as Krishna is concerned, is something that is not existing, which is like the material creation, is false. One. Even though it is temporary, the Krishna calls it as anurdham. Anurdham means it's false. It has no reality. Even though you may say it is temporary, Krishna says it's false. Even though it's temporary, it is false. It's not true. And therefore, that thing what Krishna has spoken in that second chapter, Nasado vidyade bhavo, na bhavo vidyade sada, ubayoravi drishtandam stanayo tattva darshibhi. What did he say? Krishna says, asata can never have any bhavam. Bhavam means reality. Existence cannot happen there. And similarly, sata cannot have abhavam. This is that word saying. Asata cannot have any bhavam and sata cannot have abhavam. If something is sata, you will never be able to destroy that. It's always there. You cannot destroy it. That's the nature of sat. Something is called sat because it cannot be destroyed. And something which is asat, you can never say that it is real because it has never have any, it cannot get that state because by very nature itself it is asat. It will never. That's what it says. Na sadu vidyade bhavo, na bhavo vidyade sada. This is the truth what the rishis have found out. And they insisted this. It is on that basis they are saying to us, Atma is Sat, always. Anatma is always Asat. Anatma means all the creation, material body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, everything. Jiva, everything is in the Asat state. But Jiva is that in the marginal state in between. When Jiva identifies with the material creation and the world and the body, he is asat. But he can be, actually he is sat, provided he comes out of the Jiva Bhava, from Jiva Bhava. when he comes out of that. So, Krishna mentions in that verse, in the Bhagavad Gita, what exists, what did that say, that verse translation, if you look, you'll see. Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. You'll see there, the very thing, what was the verse number? 2? Yeah. See, sir, there is those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. This is an important discovery from the rishis. Rishis are confirming that if you don't accept this truth, then Bhagavad Gita does not make any sense. This is the very key foundation of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, this verse. Then Krishna is saying that those who are seers of the truth, referring to the rishis, he is saying, have concluded non-existent thing has no endurance, and the eternal thing, the soul, cannot be destroyed. Soul cannot be destroyed, and matter cannot be given permanent existence. In other words, that is the principle. So that's what Krishna is saying there. That, and that thing, again, he is repeating here in this verse. Yel satyam anrade neham martye naapnodi mamradam. And realizing this, Krishna is saying, esham buddhimato buddhir manishancha manishinam. Intelligence, people's intelligence is that, he is saying, realizing this one factor. Manishancha manishinam. Clever men, their cleverness depends on that. He says there, isn't it? So, because as far as Krishna is concerned, if something is truth, if something is true in this world, it should be there always. You should not be able to destroy it under any circumstances. And if it is false, asatyam, then it should never be there. It should never be there. So only then these two words, satyam and asatyam, will be proper. It is in that way Shastram will use the word satyam, asatyam. As far as Shastram is concerned, creation or jagat is asatyam. It is asatyam. It is analma. It is analma. Atma is satyam. Atma is satyam. So, this analma, which is asatyam, it is covering atma, which is satyam. Atma, which is satyam, is covered by analma, which is asatyam. Analma, which is asatyam. So, because that is our problem. That is our problem. Because we are Atma, Satyam. We are Satyam. And because of this coverage, I am unable to know myself, who I am, and I exist here in the form of this Ajnanam. In the form of Ajnanam or manifestation of ignorance. In other words, I feel bondage with the body, due to the body. Due to contact with the analma. Due to contact with the analma, I feel bound, I feel in bondage, and I exist here, manifest here, in ajnanam, or in avidya. So, when this bhūtabhautika prapancham, that means this world, when this world is here, only to make us aware that, or you can call this, another word is maya. Prapancham or bodhabodhiya prapancham, another word is maya. And that creates ajnanam or avidya inside us, ignorance in us. And the purpose of that is to reveal the truth. Reveal the truth to us properly. And you will see that in the Ishopanishad, in a verse. If you look into the 11th verse. Avidyaya mrityumudinja vidyayam amrtam ashnute. You will see in the Ishopanishad words, 11th verse, that world, creation is avidya. Creation is avidya. Creation is avidya. Upanishad says, creation is avidya. And avidya is covered, and avidya, avidya mrityudinja vidya amrtam ashnute, he says. That somehow or the other, avidya means ajnanam, mrityu means death. So, ajnana means knowledge related to the temporary, means body, anything related to the world. Jnana means knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the soul. So, what Krishna is saying is, bhaudiya jnanam, or material knowledge, is asata. And once you have realized that it is asata, that it has no meaning, it has no reality, and it is only for that purpose, it is spoken in the Upanishad, avidyaya mrityudincha vidyaya amrtam ashnute. Through avidya, which is causing our death, when we get released from avidya, you will see this word used, avidya, 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 everywhere in the Shastra. Only to convince us that our knowledge of the world has no meaning as far as truth is concerned. Abhiravidya, avidya. Bhagavad Gita commentary. Abhiravidya, avidya, it is. So if we keep pumping this avidya inside, what will happen? We will completely develop such a strong ajnanam inside, then it becomes very difficult to wipe it away from inside. So, but till we realize that it is ajnanam, it is avidya, that it has no reality, because it is asat, that's the problem. And once you are convinced on that, then that person will realize what is satyam. So, satyam is already there in a person. Only thing we have to do is to remove the asatyam from there. Ajnanam we have to remove. Already the knowledge is inside everybody. That is why he says, yet satyam amrde neha marte naapnodi maamrutam. He says there, isn't it? So, therefore with amrutam he has to fight and get mrutam. Mrutam means the truth. Amrutam means the false thing. So, he has to know the truth. That means he has to fight against amrutam and get the mrutam or satyam. Or, in other words, if you say Krishna is satyasvarupam, Krishna is the truth, Atma is the truth. And to know that. So, only when, this is another thing, only when amrutam is there, one will inquire about mrutam. Suppose if amrutam was not there, then you won't be inquiring about mrutam, isn't it? So only when the anurtam is there, one person will inquire about mrutam. That means only if the false things are there, only then you can inquire about the truth. Otherwise you won't inquire, how will you inquire? So therefore, just like they give example, a rope is lying there. Only if you have seen that rope as a snake, only then you will inquire about the rope. You have seen a rope lying there and you felt that there is a snake lying there. Only then you will go and bring the torch and check it out if it is a snake or not. And then you find out that it is a rope. It is a rope. Otherwise you may think, is it a snake or is it something else? You brought the light there and you start thinking about it. All these things have happened only because you have perceived that as a snake. Only because of that. Because that thought inside that there is a snake present there. Similarly, when we have a body, when you identify with that and you not start thinking about that, I am a man, I am a woman, and I am born in such and such a place, and I have various identification which has come from that body, and when all these things are happening in a person, only at that time he will start inquiring, who am I? Otherwise he won't inquire, would he? Suppose, because we are identifying with the body, mind, the intelligence, ego, senses, and the world, and all the experiences of this world, this is the example for that, this snake and the rope. Only when you sense that there is a snake lying there, you brought the light, you thought about it, and you shone the torch and found out that actually there is no snake, there is only rope there. Similarly, in our present situation, when the body is there, the mind is there, the intelligence is there, the senses are there, and the world is there, sense objects are there, everything. When all these things are there, and we are interacting with it, all these things, but we are not finding the truth. So, really what is happening is, one by one we are saying that there is no truth here. There is no truth in this world. This is what the what Upanishads calls it as neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. Rejecting everything. Rejecting everything. So, and it is in this way that you are getting closer to the truth by rejecting things. And rejecting the world is a part of that. Rejecting the body also is a part of that. Because we know that we are not the body. Is it not? On an intellectual level. But in realization level it hasn't happened. So that is what keeps us going in spiritual life. We understand that we cannot be the body. Is it not? Because body is going to go one day. So what's happening then? What's going to happen to us? So something is telling us from inside that we are not the body. So therefore the inquiry continues further, to go further and further and further to come out of the body. It encourages us to escape from the get out of this false identity called the body. Similarly, when we see the world, it gives a false impression to us, it's permanent, 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 all the time. But when you see that, you are only a temporary object here, and if you are not there, the world does not exist. When you start seeing that, you start thinking, is this world real then? That question will come, would it not? So, you are inside, every one of us, inside, we have very serious doubts about the reality of the world, about the reality of this body. And that actually helps us to look for what the truth is then. What is the truth then? Otherwise, we won't be inquiring this. Just like when you saw the rope and misunderstood that as a snake, only because of that you started the inquiry about it. What is it then? So therefore you found out it is the rope. Similarly, when we keep inquiring about the world, inquiring about the body, mind, finally we start realizing none of them is the truth. Reality is something different than all that, which is Atma, which is Sat. That is the process of inquiry Krishna is talking about. And what else is happening there? That Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, the three states that we are going through, they are continuously appearing and disappearing in all of us, which we have discussed many times. Now we are in the so-called vacant state. After a while we may go back to dream state. Later on we may go into deep sleep. Again we come back to vacant state. Again dream state. Again deep sleep. So constantly these three states are appearing in us. In whom it is appearing? You have to ask that question. Where is it appearing? These three states. It's nothing to do with the body alone. In the mind, intelligence, ego, everywhere. And when we say that the so-called I, the person we are referring to, each one of us, who is this I, who is experiencing Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, all the three states all the time. And that is what is called as Avastatraya. Avastatraya means these three states of existence. So we are inside this circle of three states. Is it not? Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. We have no escape route from here. Within these three, we are rotating all the time. Now we have woken up in the morning. 10-12 hours we are awake. We have done a lot of harem in this world. Ran here and there. Bought this, bought that, and conducted all kinds of business. Evening we are tired. We go back and lie in the bed. In a short time, we go into dreams. And then probably we go into deep sleep. And then again you have woken up in the morning. The same business continues. This is life, is it not? So within this avastatrayam, avastatrayam means jagrat, svapnam, sushupti, that is life means. Life means is these three states. So similarly, this stulam, sushmam, karanam, that is what it is. Jagrat, svapnam, sushupti means stulam, sushmam, karanam, the three same. So these three things, these three bodies, stula shariram, sushma shariram, karana shariram, these three things and this world is appearing in front of us and disappearing all the time. It's continuously appearing and disappearing, is it not? That is the existence here. What is existence means? Existence means that stula sushma karanam, three bodies we have. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Stulam, sushmam, karanam. These three bodies are appearing and disappearing continuously. When stula sharira appears, we are in the vacant state. Sushma shariram appears, we are in the dream state. When the causal body, karana shariram appears, we are in the deep sleep state. So in these three bodies, we are living here. We are living in these three bodies during the and the world along with that. This is our actual existence here. So Krishna is saying here that this is constantly happening. Whole life is this. Business goes on, isn't it? So from there we can understand this has no reality. It's not a reality. It is changing every day. Stula sushma karanam, stula sushma karanam. Three bodies every day. Again another three bodies, another three bodies, another three bodies. In that process, constantly gross body is changing. Our stulam is changing. Sushmam is changing. Karanam is also changing. That's what this changing nature, all of them, Krishna is saying, it is asatyam, asat. That's the important thing. That's Krishna's point here. The world is asat, the shariram is asat, which is constantly experiencing this change all the time, is also asat. Because it's changing, therefore it is asat. So, after saying that, from there, Krishna is concluding that, because it is like that, all these things can happen. Only behind that there must be something which is the truth. And that is the satya. Therefore, all these things are happening. Stula sushma karanam, jagrat svapnam sushupti, and the bhuta bhautika prapancham, all these are existing on what? Only in the, under the basis of Atma behind. If Atma is not there, bhuta bhautika prapancham is not there, stula sushma karana shariram is not there, nor there is jagrat svapnam sushupti. So these continuous existence of jagrat svapnam sushupti, stula sushma karanam and the bhuta bhautika prapancham, all this is existing. The adhishtanam or the basis for that is the self, which is me, which is what actually we are. Actually that's what we are. But instead we are caught up in this situation, isn't it? And when one starts thinking in this direction, and if the inquiry begins like that, then to know, then that means you have to accept all this as anartham. Which one? Sula sushma karanam, shariram, all three bodies is false, is asatha. Similarly, jagrat svapnam sushupti is also asatha. Bhuta bhaudiya prapancham is also asatha. So the purpose of all this asat is to find out the sat, to find out the sat, to inquire about the sat, ritam, and to find out the truth. Esha buddhimadam buddhi, manisha cha manishinam, yal satyam anrudeneha, martyena apnodi mamrutam. Krishna is saying, yal satyam anrudeneha, that knowing this, the falsity that is present here, in the form of all these things, and to get to the truth, get to the bottom of it, we say, isn't it? Get to the truth behind it, and that is martyena apnodi mamrutam. Martyena apnodi mamrutam, he says here. So, why was given this body to us? For inquiring about the truth, to inquire about the self, inquire about the self. Because if the body is not there, we won't inquire about it. When we get this body, then we start thinking, this body is not me, and who am I then? That question is coming. So, if we ask that question, that prior to this also we had several bodies, isn't it? Why did we not inquire at that time? So many times we had the bodies before, we didn't inquire at that time. Because asatya means actually that something which does not exist. Does not exist means under all circumstances it doesn't exist. That means past, present and the future. It doesn't exist. It didn't exist all the time, and it doesn't exist in all the three times, in past, present or the future. We say, oh, it's existing now. That will be our argument. Krishna is saying, you are thinking that it is existing. That's difficult, isn't it? We are saying, how can you say that? I am not existing. The body is not existing. Krishna is saying, no, the body is not existing. It is only in your mind it exists. But in reality it is not existing. Past and future, forget it. Even the present times, if you say that the body is existing, Krishna is saying, no, the body is not existing. Because when you know that the truth at that time, just like when you realize that the rope, when you see the rope, what is happening there? That the snake was never there. Either in the past or the present or in the future, the snake wasn't there. Similarly, when you realize the truth, you will know that there was no thing called a body. We are not able to grasp it. You know what the problem is? That is where prajna shuddhi comes. Prajna shuddhi means, if our prajna is so pure, that is the spiritual life all about. Because prajna is not pure, we go into intellectual level analyzing it. Oh, that's not true. I'm seeing the body and you are telling me the body doesn't exist. Krishna is categorically telling us the body is not there. There is no body. As far as Krishna is concerned, it is amrtam, asatyam it is. It was not there in the past, not in the future. But you can always say it's present now. Body is present there. Krishna says, no, it is only in your mind it is, that the body is there. Otherwise it has no reality. That is Krishna's point. And the reason why we are not having that, this is where bhakti comes. Bhakti purifies a person to grasp this understanding. When Parikshit Maharaj was finally told by Sukadeva Goswami, what did he say? His body was still there, but he has already gone. There was no body. He says, I don't see who I am. I don't think. What did he say? If you look at the words, you will see. This is self-realization. Parikshit is saying there, if you look into that fifth chapter, what did he say is to... Tathaga has come much later to bite him. Before that he has left the body. Before Tathaga came, he says there that Aham Brahma Param Dhamam Brahma Aham Paramam Padam. Fifth chapter. Evan Samikshan Almanam Almanyathaya Nishkale. He says that Tathaga has not come yet. When Parikshit is saying this, Tathaga has not come and bitten him. By then Parikshit has realized that this body is also does not exist. So what Tathaga has bitten is actually a body which actually doesn't exist. But for us, he has bitten, the body is real. For Parikshit, body is not real. Body is gone. He has gone. There is no body. He was saying, I realize that I am independent. I have nothing to do with anything in this. You will see all the verses before. Evam almanam almastam naivamasham arma prabho. Ninth verse. Buddhya anumana garbhinyam vasudevanu chindayam. And you will see that whole chapter is called Brahmavadesham. Brahmavadesham is like this. Sukha Brahmarshi is saying there in the second verse, Tonturajan Marishedi Pashabuddhimimam Jahi Na Jadaha. See that? Na Jadaha. You are not born, he says. If you are not born, how can you have a body? That's the point. Na Jadaha. Praga Bodhodya Dehavatam Namangshasi. He says there that that body was not there before. So therefore you can't say that you are that body. You are now saying, because you are in the bodily identity, you are saying this, that I am going to die. Na jataha, but you are not even born. Atma doesn't take any birth, isn't it? It's only the ahankaram that has taken birth. Na jataha pragabodhodhyam dehavatvam na mangshasi. That, and because it wasn't not there before, how is it going to be there later? It wasn't there, never there before. And not only that, actually, if you say that you were born, there is no question of birth as far as the Atma is concerned. Where is the question of birth? So, and in your perception, you are thinking that you are born, as the body, as the born. So, and this body, what you think, that perception, that will also die. And therefore, you were existing even before this body was created. Na jadaha pragabodhodhya dehavatvam nanangshyasi tumdurajan marishyedi pashabuddhim imam jahi. Give up this misunderstanding of pashabuddhi. Pashabuddhi means animal intelligence. Pashabuddhim imam jahi. Throw away that animal intelligence. Animal thinks that he has got a body. He is the body, he has got a body. This is animal. Shivamra Maharshi is saying this to Parikshit. He is that person who travels all around without a body. He can accept a body when he wants. What for? To show it to others that I am here. For that purpose. Those who are in the body wants to see another body, only then they will believe it. Is it not? That is why when he came to see Parikshit, he didn't have a body when he was coming. But as he was approaching, he accepted a body. 16-year-old, Bhagavatam begins talking about Parikshit's form at that time. And when he finished with Parikshit, Srimal Bhagavatam, after he has spoken, we are making a picture of Sugar Brahmarshi in the Bhagavatam, drawing up a picture of his blue form, body and eyes, everything. That is not his body. That is a form for our sake. Because we like everything pictorial, isn't it? Representation. The more it is picture, we like it. Like you can see in the computers also, they do that, isn't it? Everything make it much more real to us if it's pictured. So similarly, that ignorance in it. Similarly, you can see the Navayogis when they came to see King Nimi. They had no body. Bhagavatam very clearly says, they were coming down and they were accepted a body to come to talk to Nimi. Avyahadeshta kadaya surasiddha sadhya gandharva yaksha naraginnara nagalogan. They go to all the other planets as well. And whenever they go, whichever planet they go, they can accept the body, what's necessary for that situation. So body is not real. Body is a false thing. That's Krishna is saying here also. Na bhavishyasi bhudatvam putra potradiru bhavan bijam anguravad deha vedirito yadhanala. In the third verse, this Brahmavadesham, that verses, you will see that being spoken in different ways in different places. In different places. And particularly in Ekadasha Skandam, whatever Krishna has spoken is always keeping this in the background. This Brahmavadesham in the background. Bijam anguravad deha. Deha der vedirito yatha anala. He says there that from the seed it sprouts. And from there the plant comes. And from again in the plant it comes flowers and the fruits, everything. And in that fruits there is a seed. And from that seed, another plant comes. And from that plant, again flowers, fruits comes. And from the fruit, another seed comes. So, bija anguram, that is what it is. Bija anguravad deha vidirito yathanala. That is not real, Krishna is saying. Because none of them is permanent. All of them are coming and going. And that's not that plant. Plant is the consciousness or the atma behind that. So similarly, అంగాద్ అంగాద్ సంభవసి హృదయాద్ అభిజాయసి ఆత్మావై పుత్రనామాసి సజీవ శరదం శదం. సో అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఉపనిషత్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ దట్ అంగాద్ అంగాద్ సంభవసి హృదయాద్ అభిజాయసి ఆత్మావై పుత్రనామాసి సజీవ శరద శదం. And the child has grown from the body of the father and the mother, body of the father and mother. And who has come? Alma has come again in the form of the son. In the form of son. Pitra, pidra putrena pidaman yonir yono. And Alma has come as father, and then Alma has come as the son also. It is Alma. Both are Alma. So basically Krishna is saying that Alma is separate from the body. Alma is separate from the body. Svapne yadha shirachedam panjatva di atmana swayam yasmat pashiri dehasya tada atma ajo amara. He says here that in the dream state sometimes you are seeing that your own head has been cut off. In the dream state. So why you are saying that your head in the vacant state is real? In the dream state you can cut it off like that. He says here, Svapne yada shirachedam panjatvad atmana swayam. That but that person who is seeing, I am seeing in my dream, somebody has come and cut my head off. And I am standing separately and watching that. My head is gone in that. Isn't it? Similarly, in a similar way, Krishna is saying, in the vacant state, your body is going. Just like the way you lost your head in the dream. In the vacant state, the body is gone completely. But we are saying, oh no, I am dead, I am going to die, and I make a very serious concern about my vacant state problems. My problems of the vacant state, I take it very seriously. But when the head goes in the dream state, I am not bothered. What is the logic Krishna is asking? What is your logic, he is saying? When it happens in the dream state, you are not bothered. You are separately standing there and watching your head going. But in the vacant state, when your body is going, you are feeling so much upset about it. That, oh, I am going to die, I am going to go, I am going somewhere else, this time and the other. And whereas, Esmal Pashiri Dehasya Tada Atma Ajo Amaraha. Atma is neither has no birth and it never has any death. Shubramashi is saying this to Parikshit. Isn't it? Ghade bhinne yatha agasham agashasya yatha pura evam dehe mrde jivo brahma sambadhyade puna. We'll discuss that when you come to that chakra. All I'm saying is Krishna is again saying that thing here also. Yesha buddhimadam buddhir. How Krishna is trying very hard to bring us back again to this understanding. That Alma alone is real. Nothing else is real here. Only soul is real. Nothing else is real here. Body is not real. And to stress that point, all these things were spoken. All these things were spoken. And then Krishna is saying there that the after that he mentions like this. That the body has been given only for this purpose, to know the truth, Krishna is saying. Because the body is there, therefore we'll inquire. Is it not? So, because the body is there, that's why we are inquiring. Why? Because we think that we are not this body. But then what are we? That question is coming. Suppose the body is not there, we won't be inquiring either. We won't be inquiring either. So, So Krishna is saying here that if we inquire about mṛtam, mṛtam means the truth, with amṛtam, that is this body, then Krishna says you will be able to know me. My nature is kṛtam. Krishna is kṛtam always, isn't it? Satya Swarupam. Satyam is it. That's what Brahma said to Krishna in the Garbhastuti. Satyavratam, satyaparam, trisatyam. Satyasya satyam, nihidanja satye. Satyasya satye, ninja satyasya yunim, hrudasatya netram, satyalpagam tuam sharanam prapanna. Satyam, satyam, satyam. Satyam is only Alma, only Krishna. That is what he is saying here.
And after that, he says here, so because of this material world creation, material body, or in other words, you can say the mind, the intelligence, or our material consciousness also, all these things have been created to realize the self, and only to be used for that purpose, And if you do like that, Krishna is saying, you will realize the self sometime. And when you realize it, you will understand that all these things don't exist. The world doesn't exist, the body doesn't exist, the mind doesn't exist, intelligence doesn't exist, and material world doesn't exist. This realization will come at that time. So, when you realize the truth, the false things goes away. False things goes away. Just like when you realize it's a rope there, snake has disappeared. Exactly the same way. That's why this snake rope example is throughout in the Upanishads. It's there in the Bhagavatam in many places. Rajasarpam. Brahma says in the Brahmastuti and in few other places you will see. So, once you have seen the rope, then there is no snake anymore. Only till you seeing the rope, the snake exists. And as long as you don't know about the rope, the existence of the snake is there. Similarly, till you don't know the truth of our existence, who we are, the body exists. Till we don't know about the truth or real identity of Atma, who we are, the body exists. Once we realize who we are, then the body doesn't exist after that. After that, body doesn't exist. Similarly, once you have realized the truth, then asatyam cannot exist. And you will also realize at that time, it was never a truth. This body was never a truth. Of course, these are higher realizations for those who have taken spiritual life very, very seriously and who are pursuing the truth very seriously. For them, this is the later realizations. And what is happening at that time? I was having a Brahmam. That is the word Brahmam. Brahmam means that illusion in me made me think that I'm this body. It's my body. Body is mine. I'm this body. Body is mine. Body is meant for my happiness and enjoyment. All this is Brahmam. And that is the way you come to the truth. Krishna is saying like this here, in that verse, 22nd verse. Esha buddhi madam buddhir manisha jamanishinam yal satya manurde meha matye nagnodimam radam. Then, esha devihi dakrasno brahmavadasya sangraha samasavyasa vidhina devanam abidurgamaha. Esha devihi dakrasno brahmavadasya sangraha samasavyasa vidhina devanam abidurgamaha. Krishna is saying that this Vedanta Siddhantam, the Siddhantam of Vedam, Vedic principle, is even difficult to know even for the demigods, devadas. And that I have explained to you the essence of the whole thing in a summary form and in a very detailed form, both. I have given it to you, Krishna is saying here. So, the way I have explained Brahmam, this truth to you, Krishna is saying here, that in samasam and vyasam, he says, samasa vidhina, vyasa vidhina. Samasa vyasa vidhina devanam abhi durgama. That means, in summary as well as in the detail, I have spoken to you, Krishna is saying to Uddhava. In some places, Krishna has spoken in a summary form, isn't it? In a very condensed form, he has spoken. And in some places, Krishna has expanded that. Particularly in the four Gitas, Dattatreya Gita, Bhikshu Gita, Hamsa Gita and Lila Gita, it was expanded more. But in other places, Krishna has spoken in a summary form to us. So, whichever way I have spoken, Krishna says, whether in a summary form or in an expanded form, intelligent person, even if it is spoken in a summary form, he will understand it. He will understand that. And a person who does not have that capacity to grasp it, even if it is spoken in an expanded form, he won't get it. That is Krishna's point. Krishna is saying that if it is spoken in a very summary form, if a person is intelligent, he will grasp it. But even if I speak in a detailed form everything, the person is not capable to grasp it, then he won't get it. Even if I have spoken in a detail. That is the nature of Brahmavidya. Brahmavidya's difficulty comes there. So it is not, when we say intelligence, do not get it wrong. That's not the material intelligence we are talking about. That prajna shuddhi. The purity in our prajna, in our consciousness, that purity inside, that means freedom from the mind, freedom from the ego. All these things are the purity in a person. Freedom from the mind, one who has no chitavrti and one who has no ahangaram. These two are the purifications. No chitavrti, no ahangaram inside. So, Krishna is saying here, so, why is this like that? That if it is spoken briefly, a person is capturing. And even if it's spoken in a detailed way, the person is not able to get it. So, because, same example, if you are convinced that the snake is there, there is no point in talking about the rope. If you are so convinced that there is a snake lying there, then whatever amount of talking about the rope is not going to help. And not only that, if you say, explain to him that this is rope and this is not the snake, and by any kind of persuasion, you are not going to accept it. Because you are so convinced that it is the rope. And that is our problem also. We are so convinced we are this body, we are so convinced the world is real, the body is real, intelligence, the mind is real, everything is real. Krishna is saying when somebody is so convinced, it's very hard. Even if you preach to him millions of years, it won't work. That's why, remember I was mentioning that we are people who look into the world with our eyes, and whatever see with the eyes we think as the truth. Whatever we hear with the ears is the only truth for us. Is it not? This is our problem, main problem. What we see and what we hear is the only truth. That's what we are told from the kindergarten to right up to PhD level. Is it not? And we are in that chakkar going on. We are caught up in this. What to do? We won't believe anything else. There's a saying, isn't it? Seeing is believing. Krishna says, there's no point in talking to them. There's nothing they can understand. So therefore, this is the problem with the spiritual life. That only what you see, you will believe. And that you can see in people coming out in different ways. What they see, only they can accept it. It's a very horrible situation it is. That subtle vision goes away from inside. And therefore what we do when we read something in the Bhagavatam, and then we have not seen that, we are seeing something different. So what do? We go and create something which fits with the Bhagavatam. To make ourselves convinced. To make us believe, we have to create something which is in line with the Bhagavatam. So that's the problem. Is the word Sukadeva Brahmarshi, Sukadeva Brahmarshi? Because we are ourselves not convinced. That is the problem. We still believe that we have to create something to match with what is written in the Bhagavatam. Only then I can accept it because I have to see it with my eyes. So much absorbed in the senses and can only see the truth through the senses. Atma is transcendental. Atma cannot be brought down to this level. This is why Narada Maharshi told Vedavyas, you can expand Bhagavatam as much as you like, but don't bring Bhagavatam to the ordinary people's level. Bring them up to the level of Bhagavatam. Don't make Bhagavatam to suit them, but change them to suit Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is truth. There is no question of commenting on Bhagavatam to make it more, what do you call it, user-friendly for people. The truth should not be diluted, he said. Because the truth is this, what he is saying here. Esham buddhimadam buddhir manishancha manishinam yal satyam amrude neha martyenam nodi mamrutam. Nectar is this realization that is coming from that. So, and that is how he says, so therefore, whichever way it is spoken, that he will not accept it as the rope. Because he has accepted it as a snake, what can you do? You can't change that person anymore. So therefore he says, even for demigods it is difficult, this knowledge of the self. So, but human being, Krishna says, if he has developed his thought power, the intelligence in the proper way, and if he builds up himself, then if he has cultivated that samskaram inside, this Bhagavata samskaram inside, then such a person will be able to experience it and realize it in this very life. That's what he's saying there. Yesha tevi ahidat krishno, tevi hidat krishno, brahmavadasya sangraha. Samasam yasa vidina devanam abhi durgama. After saying that, Krishna is saying, abhi ishna shaste egadidam jnanam nispashta yuktiman edad vidyayam ucheda purusho nashta samshayaha. Abhi ishna shaste egadidam jnanam nispashta yuktiman edad vidyayam ucheda purusho nashta samshayaha. This Vedanta Sara Sangraham or this Paramartha Tattvam or the ultimate truth which I have spoken with logic and reasoning, I have presented it to you many times in this 20-25 chapters. And anyone who realizes that, he will escape from this situation where we are all in today, from material existence in other words. What we experience, isn't it? That's what Krishna's point is. Krishna is saying that anybody who takes this knowledge, what Krishna has given to Uddhava, and utilizes it, he will, and realizes it, he said he will free himself from this material existence, bodily existence, in other words. So, so you have asked several questions, Krishna says to Uddhava, in different ways. And through the answers to those questions, I have presented to you this very highest principle of Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma, that Parama Tattvam, Supreme Truth, and proper hearing, and through that proper hearing process, one can, even including Lord Brahma, he's saying, he is capable of realizing this truth, confidential truth, and he also can free himself from this situation. And that is possible, he says. Then in the next verse he says, that suviviktam tava prashnam mayaidad abhidharayen sanadhanam brahma guhyam param brahmadi gachari. He can reach that state that one who performs anusandhanam. Anusandhanam means shravanam mananam. Remember yesterday what I mentioned that shravanam mananam is one side to that. Then that coming from hearing and from reflection. And then from the reading the commentaries by great souls, Sridhara Swami and many others, their commentaries on this and their realizations. All of them combined with your own life in this world. We have to connect all these things from our own experience in this world. All these things together makes a person to realize Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise not. If he studied like a college text, something happened in somewhere far away from here, some time in the past, and without any connection to our life in this world, that realization won't be true. It won't last long. So that is what Krishna is saying here. That this Brahma Tattvam, easily it will happen to such a person. And one point Krishna is making here, that those who are not able to have access to the Vedic literature, which refers to the Upanishads, and the secret of the confidential message of the Vedic literature, it is for their benefit. I have to bless them. I have spoken these things to you, Uddhava. That means, particularly, those who are finding it difficult to have access to all the great Upanishads, because normal procedure is not Ekadashi Skandam. Normal procedure is Prasthanatrayam, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutram, and the Upanishads. That is the normal procedure of self-realization. Normally, that's the process. Brahma Sutram, Bhagavad Gita, and Upanishads. And that is what normally studied by people, those who are in that serious business of self-realization. They study that. But it is for them who have no access to those three gems of the spiritual world. For their benefit, I have spoken, brought it in this format and presented it in the Bhagavadam, Ekadasha Skandam, as instructions to you, Uddhava. And that is what, it is from this that we have to understand that this whole conversation between Krishna and Uddhava is for our benefit, not for Uddhava's purpose. It's for our benefit. This conversation, samvada form, samvada means question and answer in that way. Discussion between Krishna and Uddhava. Shri Krishna Uddhava Samvadam. This has been brought into Srimad Bhagavatam for those who have no access for the Upanishads or Brahma Sutram or Bhagavad Gita in a higher transcendental literature. That is what he is saying here. So, therefore, it should be learned. It should be taken seriously, Krishna is saying. And it should be taught to everybody. To everybody, particularly those who are devotees and those who are keen to realize the truth. And for those, some people, they have bhakti, their heart, their devotion is there, but purity is not there. That will happen to people, isn't it? The devotion, bhakti is there, faith is there, bhakti is there, but the purity is not there. And also, realization has not become strong enough about the truth. That means sometimes we are all in that situation that we have certain commitment to Krishna consciousness. But we don't think we have that purity to grasp the message, a serious message given to us by Krishna. We fall. We are unable to capture it. And similarly, we are not completely convinced about Srimad Bhagavatam's capacity to free us from this material existence. We are not convinced about that. Tattva Bodham has not come. The transcendental truths, what's spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam, has not come and started working inside us yet. So, those people, they are called jnyasus, or who are mumuchu, or wants to get liberated. Suppose if you deliver this Bhagavata Ekadasha Skandam, Uddhava Upadesham, and for such people, Krishna says, I will offer all the facilities, all help what they require, and it is so dear to me, this message. And there is nothing more superior than delivering this message of Ekadasha Skandam to others. Krishna is saying like that here. So, suvivyaktam tava prashnam maidad abhidharayen sanatanam brahma guhyam param brahmadi gachari sanatanam brahma guhyam param brahmadi gachari. He can also realize this. That is why many people, those who have not studied, many great devotees who have not studied Vedam, Upanishads, or Vedanta Sutram, or Bhagavad Gita to that extent, through Bhagavadam, Ekadasha Skandam, they escaped from here. They got liberated. So, Yedan mama bhakteshu sampradadyat supushkalam tasyaham brahmadayasya dadamyalpmanamalpmanam Yedan mama bhakteshu sampradadyat supushkalam tasyaham brahmadayasya dadam alpmanam alpmana. This message, what I have instructed to Uddhava, Krishna says here, the essence of all these things, one who distributes to others, to the devotees, and to him I will reveal my identity, who I am. And me, who is present in that person,
as the Atma present inside him, I will give him that realization to him, and without much of a difficulty, he will realize the truth finally.
Ya edan samadhi ida pavitram paramam shuchi sapuye edahara harma jnana deepena darshayan.
Krishna says that that one who studies this seriously, one who hears this seriously, and someone who can be purified by hearing this, all of them, and who studies it with that understanding that I will get purified by studying Ekadasha Skandam. In other words, if he gets completely absorbed in that and gets purified in that way, even to them, Krishna is saying that while they are studying, I will reveal to them from in the heart and give them sufficient direction from within. Even while studying, not after realizing it, not at the end. Even while studying Ekadasha Skandam properly, Krishna says that I will give them the sufficient help from inside, and that person, he will get free from ragadvesham and become purified in that process, even by studying Ekadasha Skandam. These are all the benefits by reading this Ekadasha Skandam. There's totally 1076 verses in this Uddhavadesham, Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, Uddhava Gita or Uddhavadesham, they call it. So 1076 verses, like Bhagavad Gita is 700, similarly this is 1076 verses. So that's what he's saying here, that it will purify everybody, those who are studying it, those who are hearing it, and those who are teaching it, and while being taught, when he is hearing that, I will give them that realization from within, provided that person is seriously taken it. And he will get released from the impurities inside. Ragadvesham is the impurity inside. He will get free from that. Then, Eda Shraddhaya Nityam Avyagra Shrunuya Nara Mai Bhaktim Param Kurvan Karmabhir Nasabadhyade. Eda Shraddhaya Nityam Avyagra Shrunuya Nara Mai Bhaktim Param Kurvan Karmabhir Nasabadhyade. Krishna saying, one who hears this very serious attention, he will develop bhakti. He will develop bhakti. And because his subtle body will get so purified, therefore he will not be bound by karma anymore. Karma will not cause any problem for him. Karma bandham, he says here. Karma bir nasa badyade. He will never be bound by karma anymore, Krishna is saying here. Karma will not bind him. Ya eda shradhyanityam abhyakta shunyanara mai bhaktim param kurvan karma bir nasa badyade. Karma Virnada Bhantyade. So there Krishna is saying that. And that the example there also, that whoever first of all studies this seriously and makes it his own realization, he will be like, if you have a lamp in the hand, he will be like when the sun rises, the sun shows the world to us, isn't it? When the sun rises in the morning, the sun displays the world in front of us. Similarly, a person who has studied Ekadasha Skandam very well, Krishna is saying, that he is like walking around with a lamp in the hand. He has got this lamp with him. And therefore, he can see things properly through the eyes of the Shastram. And he will, you don't have to ask him, he will show you the lamp to show you the correct path to walk through. And you don't have to say, oh, I can't see anything, I am in darkness, because all you have to do is to walk behind that person who is studying Ekadasha Skandam. Because he has got the lamp. Just like when you are going in the dark in the villages before we have the street lights and all that, people will say sometimes, say, you have to go to your house in the night. So they will light one long chute-like thing and then hold it in the hand and walk in the dark So somebody else will see that, oh, he is walking around with a light in his hand. Let me go with him, because he has got the light. Similarly, Krishna is saying here that you don't have to know anything. All you have to go along with that light, you will reach the destination. So similarly, Krishna is saying here, one who has studied this tattvam, Tattva Samhita, or this Ekadasha Skandam, and suppose he has realized it, what Krishna has spoken, then that person will be a illumination for the whole world. He is a light. All these Mahatmas who have realized it, that's what Krishna is talking about. Those who have realized Ekadasha Skandam, what Krishna has spoken, they are like that light in this world. You just have to follow them. That's enough. And because he has got the lamp with him, it's good for everybody. Everyone else is getting the benefit from that. Similarly, because of his knowledge, because of his realization, suppose one person has realized the self in this way, then he is like a torchlight, like a sun for the whole world. Like a sun for the whole world. That's what he's saying there. Edat samadhi ida pavitram paramam shuchi, 27th verse. Sa puyed aharaharmam jnana dibena darshayan. And then he mentioned also that yeda shradhayanityam abhyagram shunayamara mai bhaktim param kurvan karmavirnasa badhyade. So, similarly, one who has understood it properly, realized it, and brought it into his own realization, even if he has not succeeded in that, if you go and listen to this from those who are discussing this, and in due course of time, Krishna is saying that he will get free from his bondage. He will get free from his bondage and he will develop bhakti in due course. This is why many, many people, they simply recite Ekadasha Skandam verses, only for this reason, continuously reciting. They get a tremendous feeling that even though they know that it is not so easy to realize everything what Krishna has spoken, they are aware of that. But Krishna has spoken like this in the Bhagavadam, that even if you hear this verses, even if you have contact with someone who is studying it seriously and taking it on board, even if you stay with them, in course of time, it will have its effect on a person. And that perfection will come to him. He will become qualified for realizing the truth. There is something in these verses, particularly in this Uddhava Gita, that it has its own. Krishna has put some potency into it, that those who are hearing, reading, chanting, listening, whichever way it is, it will have its effect. Somehow or the other, there will be some effect from that. That is what Krishna is saying like that. Apyudhavatvaya brahma sakhe samavadharitam abhide vigato moha shogaschaso manobhava. So, Krishna says, I have spoken all these things and you are the main listener, O Uddhava. And how far has it benefited you? Krishna is asking Uddhava, how far has it benefited you? That you know very well that I don't have to say this, but have you realized the tattvam? He says, tattvam. That have you realized, api uddhava toya brahmam sakhe samavadharidam. Have you realized something after hearing all these things? Then have you managed to free yourself from all that bondage what you had, material bondages what you had, and all the vasanas what you had, and all other emotions what you used to have, has it all gone from you? And has the misunderstanding gone from you, and the brandhi means that illusion of the mind, and the distress that you were experiencing before, has it all gone from you? Krishna is asking a question directly to Uddhava. Api uddhavatvaya brahma sakhe samavadharidam abhide vigado moha shogaschaso manobhava manobhava. Shogaschaso manobhava. Are you happy and peaceful now? And are you fully realized now the truth? What is your state? Krishna is asking to Uddhava. Anyway, then he says, neither tvaya dampinaya, to whom it should not be spoken, these things. Neither tvaya dampinaya nastigaya shathaya cha ashushrushorabhattaya durvinidaya diyatam. Neither tvaya dampigaya nastigaya shathaya cha ashushrushorabhattaya durvinidaya diyatam. This Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna is saying, should not be spoken to those who are very proud, who considers themselves authority or ego in them, and those who does not accept the authority of the knowledge of the self, nastiya, atheistic, and demonic persons, and those who wants to argue about things. This is not a topic for argument. That's what Krishna is pointing out there. Don't take Ekadasi Skandam and make a debate out of that. That's the first thing Krishna is saying to us. Because he does not want to cheapen it, making it a course for discussion. He does not want that. He's saying that this is the truth, and talk to only those people who have that frame of mind to accept it without any doubts, and have that total faith in the words of Krishna and able to accept it in that form. Otherwise, it's not for discussions. It's not open to debate, in other words. And those who do not have that attention and has not the seriousness in them, and who does not have that bhakti inside, do not have that humility inside, it should never be spoken to them. Naida tvaya dambhigaya nastigaya shathaya cha ashushrusho abhaktaya durvinidaya diyatam. Because even if you offer to them this knowledge, and they say that they will give you whatever you want, even if they offer you any amount of money, and even if they tell you that they will give you the whole world itself in exchange for giving this Ekadasi Skandam, it should not be spoken. Because you are only insulting this knowledge, Krishna says. If you give this knowledge to people who do not have faith in them and who do not understand the value of this, what Krishna has spoken, and if they try to make an exchange with you by offering you money or any other thing, and in return to deliver this knowledge to them, Krishna is saying, don't do that, because that will actually insult this Uddhava Gita. Insult the Uddhava Gita. Because only you have to know the person to whom you are giving it to them, and not to those who are not qualified to receive that. You know, patram. Patram means the place where you offer things. While giving charity, they say, you have to know the patram where you are giving, to whom you are giving. Similarly, this knowledge, Krishna is saying, it will not become of any use to someone who does not have these qualities. If you give this to them, it will be of no use to them, and the person who has given, he will have to regret about it later. That is the very nature of Ekadasi. Krishna says here, that those who have not that humility inside, and also who does not have the bhakti in the heart, and do not have the enough sufficient attention there in listening to what Krishna has spoken, to them this should not be given, those who do not have them. And if you give that, it will be like charity what you have given to someone which gets no benefit to him. Similarly, this is knowledge. Ekadasi Skandam is knowledge. And Uddhavadesham is knowledge. And if this knowledge is given to someone who is not qualified for that, this knowledge will not be of any use to him. He will not get any benefit from that. Not only that, it will end up in insulting the Uddhava Gita. So therefore, that can even create problem for the person who is giving it. So, just like you remember that in the olden days, old people, when they have a lot of mucus and other things,
they'll have a pot for them to spit into that. To spit into that. When they have a lot of mucus comes out, they'll use a pot to spit into that. Isn't it? You can't use that pot for eating food. It's only used for that purpose. Similarly, this knowledge also, if it is put into a pot like that, someone who does not have that purity inside, that knowledge will not be of any benefit to anybody. And therefore it should not be done. That's the warning Krishna is saying like that. Naidatvaya dambhigaya nastigaya shathaya cha ashishrusho abhaktaya durvinidaya diyatam ether dosher vihinaya brahmanyaya priyaya cha sadhave shujaye bruyat bhaktisyal shudra yoshitam. So, in the last verse, Krishna has spoken those to whom it should not be spoken. And in the next verse, Krishna says to whom it can be spoken. Both sides. In the 30th verse, Krishna said, Naidatvaya, Dambhigaya, Nastigaya, Shathaya cha, Ashushrusho, Abhaktaya, Durvinidaya, Diyatam. It should never be given to them. Then in the next verse, 31st verse, Krishna is saying, Eter dosher vihinaya, those who do not have these kind of disqualifications or imperfections, one who does not have those things, them, Eter dosher vihinaya, then brahmanyaya priyaya cha. He must be a person who respects Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture. He should have Brahmanyaya Priyaya cha. In other words, he must have internally respect towards this Vedic culture. To that. He must have the respect towards that. And Sadhave Shujaye Bruyat Bhaktisyal Shudra Yoshidam. Particularly, Brahmana Bhakti means devotion towards the Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture means what? Spiritual knowledge, is it not? Spiritual culture, in other words. One who has that respect towards spiritual culture, spirituality, basically. And then he says, Priyaya, he likes that, this. The Brahmanyaya Priyaya cha. Brahmana Bhakti and spiritual life, he likes that spiritual life. And then Sadhave Shujaye Bruyad. Sadhave. Sadhave means pious people, sadhus, and who are absorbed in spiritual life, sadhus, who performing sadhana. Sadhave Shujaye, one who has got purity inside. Good purity inside. He is very surrendered to Krishna. Willing to listen to Krishna's words, has bhakti towards Krishna. A person in that way, inclined, he should be given this knowledge. Shudra Yoshidam, to the Shudras as well as women. And provided they have bhakti in the heart. And Bruyad, it should be spoken to them, Krishna is saying. Even to Shudras who have bhakti and as well as women, to them this should be spoken. This should be spoken. This should be spoken. So those who do not have these defects, what was spoken in the verse 30, and to them, but those who have that desire inside for self-realization, and those who have that among them, who have got bhakti, who have got bhakti in the heart, and who are always pleasing, and he is always worshipful to the devotional towards all those who are engaged in the practice of spiritual life, and one who has got purity inside and outside, and if he comes and inquires about that, this can be spoken to them. Practically, Krishna is saying that the person should be somewhat willing to accept the teachings. He should not come with a challenging mood or questioning everything what Krishna is saying.
He said, it's pointless talking to them, you're wasting time. So, and another person who has everything, but at the same time, even if he has not asked you these things, it should not be spoken to him. Because people, those who have got these qualifications, they are the right people to receive this knowledge. Those people, even if they have not asked for it, it should be spoken to them. That's the way Krishna puts it. That even if they have not asked for it, provided you see in them that spiritual desire, spiritual realization, and certain devotion, and a certain surrender to Krishna, not 100%, but within there is some surrender to Krishna, and accepting Krishna's authority, that Krishna is the authority on spiritual life, I am willing to take Krishna's shelter and let me make that progress. If you have that attitude, Krishna says, it should be spoken to them even if they have not asked for it. So, sometimes devotees have bhakti, bhakti in the heart, but they are living in this world without proper understanding, because they never had the opportunity to hear properly. So there is no proper understanding, but there is bhakti in the heart. And therefore, they should be spoken about these things, and provided there is bhakti in the heart. Bhakti means there is sharanagati, there is certain degree of surrender inside, and if it is there, it can be spoken even to the Shudras as well as to the women, everybody. And even they will be benefited from that. That is the Krishna's point there. That Eder Dosher Vihinaya Brahmanyaya Priyaya Cha Sathave Shujaye Bruya Bhakti Syal Shudra Yoshitam. Then the last verse on this, the glory of this Uddhava Gita, the Krishna's instructions. Neidad vijnaya jinyasor jnadavyam avashishyate pitva piyusham amardam patavyam navashishyate. Krishna is saying that neidad vijnaya jinyasor jnadavyam avashishyate. One who has come to spiritual life, he is a jinyasu, one who is inquiring about the truth. One who has heard this Uddhava Gita, he doesn't have to hear anything after that. Tattva Jnanam will come to him. Knowledge of the Self will happen to him. He doesn't have to hear any other Shastram anymore after this. Naidat vijnaya jijnyasor jnatavyam avashishyade. There is nothing to be known after this. If you have known this properly, there is nothing more to be known. Then, Pitva piyusham amrdam padavyam navashishyade. After you are drunk nectar, if you have drunk nectar, amrdam, then you won't be attracted to the orange juice or something else here, would you? That's what I'm saying. So, naidat vijnaya jijnyasor jnatavyam avashishyade. Pitva piyusham amrdam padavyam navashishyade. He won't ask for something else. Once you have taken nectar from the heavenly planets, what they offer there, after drinking that, that person won't be asking for our drinks in this world, what we are drinking here. Is it not? That's what he's saying there. To such an extent, it makes a difference in spiritual life. Krishna is pointing out that. Naidat vijnaya jijnyasor jnatavyam avashishyade pitva piyusham amrdam padavyam navashishyade. After that, there is nothing else to drink here. After drinking this nectar. In other words, to show the superiority of Uddhava Gita, Uddhava's instructions, Krishna's instructions to Uddhava. Krishna says, if this is realized, you don't need any other Shastram after this. Nothing more is required. Everything is there, Krishna is saying there. That is more than sufficient. That's why he's saying, Jinyasor Jnatavya Mavashishare. He doesn't have to know anything else. Krishna is so confident about that when he's saying this to us. Because as you've seen that the Vedantam, Krishna has brought it into a person's level where one can easily take advantage of that. To bring the Upanishad's knowledge into this package of 1000 verses is not so easy. Is it not? It's not so easy. And so you can see the way Krishna has presented that, starting from the 7th chapter onwards. 4 Gitas have come in that. Dattatreya Gita, Hamsa Gita, Aila Gita and Bhikshu Gita. 4 Gitas in the middle. Added to that, Varnanashrama Dharmam Krishna has spoken, Gunatraya Vibhagam Krishna has spoken, Sankhyam Krishna has spoken. We have covered all these things at different times. Is it not? And then, what else Krishna has spoken? The spiritual master and the disciple, that relationship, the realization of the self, bhakti, jnanam, karmam. Everything covered in this 1000 verses, 1036 verses. Bhakti, jnana, karmam. Krishna has spoken individually about each one of them. And what suits whom? Which process suits whom? Krishna has spoken that. Then he spoke about Varnashrama Dharmam as Bhishma spoke. Then knowledge in these 4 Gitas of the Dattatreya Gita, Aila Gita, Hamsa Gita and Bhikshu Gita. All that combined together, Krishna is saying this is more than enough to realize the self. Nothing more is required than that. I put whole package has been put together in that way. So we'll discuss after a few minutes.
Chedo darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvavanam shreyakaitava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandamudi vardhanam pradipada purnamrita swadanam sarvatna sopanam param vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam namnamagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpina nimida smaranena kala ഏതാദൃശീതമകൃപാഭഗവന്മമാഭി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനിനാനുരാഗാഹം തൃണാരവീശുനീചേനം തരോരവീസഹിഷ്ണുനാ അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയസദാഹരി നഥനം നജനം നസുന്ദരിം കവിനാം വാചകദീശകാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരേ ഭവദാദ്ഭക്തിരഹൈതുകിത്വയേ യുഗായുധം നിവേശേന ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായുധം ശൂന്യായുധം ജഗത് സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേ നമേ these 20 chapters,
starting from the 7th, now it is the 29th, isn't it? So, in these chapters, almost 20 chapters, whatever Krishna has spoken, that Tattva Samhita, that knowledge, Krishna is saying there, one who has got it properly, and one who has realized it, for him there is nothing else to be known in this world, he is saying. Nothing else to be known after that, if this is realized. So good is this package, Krishna is saying that. That this Ekadasha Skandam, what Krishna, because you have to remember, if you remember, look into Bhagavatam, you will see in the 3rd canto, while Prochodhavaya Jabaram Samagal Swathama, before departing from this world, Krishna thought, I have spoken Bhagavad Gita.
Is there anything more to be spoken? Anything else to be spoken to this world? And then he called Uddhava and spoke this. And there, if you look into the purport, Prabhupada mentions there that Uddhava Upadesham is on a higher level than Bhagavad Gita. It puts it very clearly there. I don't know if you have the Bhagavadam, if you have the third canto, you will see clearly mentions there. In Prabhupada's book, you will see that. that this knowledge of the Ekadasi Skandam is on a higher level than even what is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. What is then spoken in the Bhagavad Gita? So, anyway, Krishna's point, the point is, Prabhupada also mentions there that Uddhava Upadesham or Uddhava Gita, what Krishna has spoken, after that Krishna said there is nothing else to say to this world. If you take this seriously, anybody, no matter who it is, he has mentioned there anyone, that provided there are certain requirements to be, but if he takes it seriously, then he can realize the truth and nothing else to be known after that. There is no need to study all the Upanishads, all the Puranams, all the other Vedic literature, if one can make it as one's own, this realization. The framework is there, but to utilize it, to apply it and translate to one's own life and make it one's own realization. That's what is expected from us. Fortunately, we have not started a Uddhava Gita Jayanti yet. To make it easier, once a year, sit together and chant all the verses. Not that criticizing them, but if you don't take the message seriously and absorb that, it will remain very much on the surface, isn't it? It will go like that, on the head, goes like that. That's no good. So, that is the point Krishna is making there. That naidat vijnaya jityasor jnadavyam avashishyade pitva piyusham amrutam padavyam avashishyade. There's nothing to be known after that, he says. Such an assurance from Krishna. Krishna is giving you a guarantee, there's nothing else to know if you have realized this Ekadasha Skandam. He says like that. Then, jnane karmani yoge cha vartayam dandadharane yavanartho nirnam tada tavam steham chadurvidhah. Jnane karmani yoge cha vartayam dandadharane yavanartho nirnam tada tavam steham chadurvidhah. So, jnanam, karmam, yogam, vartha, dandadharanam. Vartayam, dandadharane. Dandadharana means another aspect of this vartha. Another aspect of this vartha. Vartha means all kinds of vyavaharam, krishi, agriculture, business and all those things. So, in all these things, Krishna says, the different activities, it will produce different results also. Because suppose a person is trying for knowledge of the self. He may or may not succeed in that jnana margam. He may or may not succeed. Similarly, a person engaged in karmam, he is endeavoring very hard in the process of karmam, and he engages in executing such karmam which are very auspicious, good things he does in this world. And in that process, he puts a lot of effort into that, and based on karmam, when it is executed based on the time, place and circumstances. Kalam, desham, karmam, karta, all these things. Dravyam, tantram, mantram. I mean, the ingredients used in that, tantram, the shastram behind that, mantram. And if you have all these things, then only yajyam will succeed. Yajyam means sacrifices. That's karma, isn't it? Karmagandam, in other words. Karmagandam in the Vedam is yajyam. Karmagandam in the Vedam is yajyam. So, if one executes yajyam well, properly, everything properly taken care of, which means kalam desham karma, dravyam tantram mantram. And people who are qualified to perform this yajnam, and they have all the different equipments and materials required for that, pure ingredients, everything required for that, and to engage in that karma yajnam is very demanding. It's very demanding. If you look into YouTube, you will find the preparations necessary for performing such yagam or yajnam sacrifices. Adhiratram, Agnishtomam, Vajapayam. There's so many mentions there. Each one of them required Rajasuyam, for example. You saw Yudhishthira Maharaj had so much difficulty in performing Rajasuyam. Without Krishna's help, it would have never done. It would have never been done. And such Rajasuyam has not been performed by many. Varuna performed Rajasuyam. Yudhishthira Maharaj has performed Rajasuyam. Throughout the history, you will find very few people have performed Rajasuyam. Ashwamedham, many people have done. Prithu Maharaj has done. Yudhishthira Maharaj has done Ashwamedham. So those sacrifices they have done. But all of these sacrifices requires a lot of effort in organizing it. That means you need qualified people who knows the mantram well, what they have to chant. That means, and those people must have lived a life, throughout life, dedicated for this service, for chanting the Veda. That means they must have, you have to find such people who have maintained that standard throughout life, that purity of chanting the Veda. So that is very hard to find. Then the ingredients necessary for conducting these sacrifices, pure ones, and the various things to be brought from the forest. The forest itself is disappearing. And the people who can identify those plants which are necessary for the sacrifice, they are also not there. So it's getting more difficult now. But in the olden days, there were people who will go into the forest and collect these things, what is necessary for the sacrifice. There is a number of items are needed. And then the process of making various things from that for the sacrifice purposes. There are books available, you can read them, you'll see the list is endless. And things which you have never heard of, the plants and the trees, and their involvement in the sacrifice. So all this requires tremendous preparations from the person who is conducting. In addition to that, the yajman and his wife, both are involved in that, husband and the wife. If any death happens or a birth happens in any of the family or family members, that is meaning they have to stop it because they have become impure, contaminations. So like this, rules and regulations, full of them. And because to take into account all these things, therefore you will notice this when they organize this yagam and yajnam and everything, preparation starts way before. It's like organizing an Olympics or something. So much preparation behind it required to bring it together without and able to perform that. So karmam has got that problem, and jnanam, it may happen to some person, but effort involved in realizing that jnanam is also very high. And if it happens that a person who has executed that karmam properly, and he will have the results from that in due course of time. Similarly, if you are engaged in a yoga process, you have to have that the anubhuti. Anubhuti means that the results that is coming from there, he will have in course of time. Suppose somebody, these yogis who go to Himalayas and all that, they have executed their yoga process, what Ashtanga Yogam, in different ways. They renounced the world, they moved away from this world, cultivated renunciation strongly, vairagyam, and they are very fixed in their determination to advance in spiritual life. And in course of time, they will have some benefit from that. There is no question about that. And similarly, Krishna is saying here, Vartha Loga Vyavaharam. He says, Vartayam Dandadharane, he says. Vartha means our Vyavaharam in this world, transactions in this world. For example, some people, they like to have a lot of wealth. For that purpose, they will engage in agriculture, farming, isn't it? And and similarly, he wanted to generate a lot of wealth. And in that process, he may succeed in buying land, property, he may have children, grandchildren, and he may be a big householder. Grihastha. He may become a big householder. These things happen in this world. Krishna is saying that. So through Vyavaharam, agriculture, whatever it may be, he acquired a lot of wealth, and then he became a very big householder with the family, extended family, this, that, and other things. So all of them have put effort into their life. Dandadharane. Dandadharane means that Kshatriya's job, that establishing a justice in this world. Justice in this world. And that is also possible if you are a good administrator. So, if you do all these things, all that you will get from that, only that particular result. An administrator will acquire a big name as a good administrator. Is it not? A good administrator. Or a farmer or a businessman, through his business and transactions, he will acquire wealth and he'll be known as a good householder who has acquired a lot of wealth in that way. But you won't have everything together. And somebody else who has gone in the yoga process, Ashtanga Yogam, for self-realization, through Ashtanga Yogam, he would have advanced in that yoga process a lot. Similarly, a person who has taken to Karmagandam, he would have executed this Karmagandam well and he would get the results from that. Another person who has gone even to the Jnana Yogam, he will go advance in that path, but finally success is not guaranteed there also. So what do we understand is, from each of these things, you will only get that results, what you will get from that particular activity. Jnanam, Karmam, Yogam, everything. But you won't get everything from that. You will only get that particular result, what you are looking for. But Krishna is saying here, if you execute Bhagavata Dharmam, that you will have that all the qualities, what is necessary from this. All the qualities. Saying here, Yane Karmani Yogeja Vartayam Dandadharane. The various things. Yavan Artho Manam Tada Tavam Seham Chadurvidha. Tavam Seham Chadurvidha. Because he says here, because tavam steham chaturvidhaha. Krishna says, because you are my devotee, and you are such a devotee that you don't have to endeavor everything separately for that. Simply by this effort alone of Bhagavata Dharmam, all these experiences, what you are talking about, will come to you. Uddhava is not asking for anything. That you have to remember. Uddhava is not asking for anything. Uddhava is only saying to him, That I must, if you see in after a few verses when he says to Krishna, only I am asking for bhakti. Krishna should be pleased, that's all, at the end. If one comes to that conclusion, then we have come out of the problem. Then nothing else in this world matters. Provided we have that strong attachment to Krishna and Krishna's words. Whatever we do, if Krishna is pleased, Krishna says that's Bhagavata Dharma. Pleasing Krishna. And that process is this Bhagavata Dharmam Krishna has spoken. So Krishna is saying Bhagavata Dharmam's benefit over others is
that anything in all other activities, jnanam, yogam, karmam, vartha, dandadharanam, you will only get that particular result. Krishna is saying, if you execute Bhagavata Dharma, you will get everything what you want, even if you don't desire it. If you desire it, you will definitely have it. But even that is guaranteed in Bhagavata Dharma. Only to talk about the glory of Bhagavata Dharma compared to all other processes. All other processes. That is why this is what Prabhupada had in the mind when he spoke Krishna consciousness. But because we did not understand that seriousness of this message, we changed a lot from there. We made it more like we have moved away from that understanding. Because if you have that proper understanding, the way Krishna is saying here, and Prabhupada is also mentioning that, when he's talking about Krishna consciousness, it is keeping this picture in the mind that he instituted that system, what he wanted. And if you change it, then it's gone. Then it's not anymore Bhagavata Dharma. Then it is our Manodharma. What my mind tells me, it becomes that. And there's no excuse to this. Nobody can say anything about it. It is Krishna's words. That means you have to have that strong faith in Krishna's words and strong surrender to what Krishna has spoken. And to accept, willingness to accept that without any deviation from there. To that extent, one has to have that commitment. Otherwise, it's not Bhagavata Dharma. It has become some other dharma. Manodharma, they call it. So, that is the point Krishna is making here. That jnane tu, jnane karmani yogeja, vartayam dandadharane, yava nartho nranam tata, tavas teham chaturvidha. That anything what you need will be taken care of. But the surrender has to be so good. Sharanagati, bhakti, and this knowledge of Bhagavatam, and the way of life, what Krishna expects us to have in that way. So, and then he's saying, Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma nivedi dalma vichikirshido me tadamrudatvam pratibadhyamano maya alpa bhuyaya cha kalpade vai. He says here, in the last verse, Krishna says that Shastram will tell you different processes. Different processes. Jnanam, Karmam, Yogam. That is all Shastram. Then there is Shastram for Vartha, Dandadharanam, everything. So, from Jnanam, you will get liberation, moksham. Then karmam, if you execute, it will purify a person. Karma yoga. It will purify a person. Then if you engage in karmam based on your sabhavam, your desires will be fulfilled. Is it not? Because you have desires, you engage in karmam and the desires will be fulfilled. Through yogam, aishwarya siddhis will come. Anima, lehima, mahima, gerima, all those things. Then through krishi, agriculture and business and all that, wealth will come. Through dandanidhi aishwaryam, that means through administrations and all that, you will get established in your position and then you will have that opulence from that. But in this way, different activities bring different results. But in Bhagavata Dharma, Krishna says, if you surrender to Krishna completely and engage in the Bhagavata Dharma the way Krishna has spoken, in that case, that you won't need anything. You are satisfied with Krishna. You got Krishna then. Then you don't need anything else. And for you to realize this Upadesham, Tattva Upadesham, what Krishna has given in this Ekadasham, that is sufficient. Krishna is saying like that. Therefore, surrender, Krishna says. Take completely Krishna shelter. That's what Krishna is saying in that. And then he says that Martyo yada tyakta samasta karmam nivedi dalma vichikirshidome tad amrutattvam pratibadhyamano maya alpabhuyaya cha kalpadevai. Says, so human being, one who has given up all the karma and absorbed in me all the time, such a person is very dear to me. And because he has surrendered to me that degree, basically Krishna is stressing on the surrender. If the surrender is not there, then all these things won't happen. The surrender is not there. Eventually, Krishna is saying, Tada amrutattvam pratipadyamano, that person who has surrendered like that, he will experience immortality. Amrutattvam means immortality. And then, my alpa bhuyaya kalpate vai, eventually he become one with me. That pure, full realization of oneness will be there. Krishna mentions that there. And then he says, he uses the word martya. Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma. Martya means one who is used to dying. He is called a martya. Martya means who is used to death. Maranam. Maranam is death. Martya means one who is used to dying. All of us, in other words. We are used to death, aren't we? So many bodies, we died. Now we got this. And this also will die one day. Another body will come. So, so in other words, practically we live our life in this world waiting for that to come. That's what reality is, isn't it? Ultimately that's what's going to come. We are waiting, but in between we do some other things and keep ourselves occupied waiting for that to happen in the end. So wherever we go, it's following us all the time. So, and that person for whom death is following all the time is called Martya. He's called Martya. So that means he is on a race, he's running all the time. The day you are born, from that day onwards, the lifespan is going away and you are getting closer and closer to that thing called death. And more, you are growing every day. We say we are getting growing and growing, but means that you are getting closer and closer to death. And where is it going? Ultimately it ends up in death. It ends up in death. So, because after we were born, that this journey towards death, since we were born, it's a journey towards death. And that's why we are called Martya, the word. Martyo yada tyakta samasta kamam nivedidalma vijigirshido me. So, that person who has born and he is on his way to death, what does he do? Every day he engages in karma and various kinds of karma, and make that and with the help of by being engaged in karma, he creates more and more bodies through the karma. Karma vasana, and then karma vasana becomes prarabdham, and prarabdham becomes another body. So he creates fresh bodies all the time. And that means he will constantly increase his cycle of birth and death. Birth and death, birth and death, constantly. Never stops in that way. So, so one who has succeeded in giving up that karma which is causing this cycle of birth and death, who has got free from himself, from that, and able to give up that karma, and able to completely surrender to Krishna, and took that instructions from Krishna very seriously, and if he utilizes that, Krishna is saying he will never be touched by death anymore. He is completely released from the death, and he will come back to me. Krishna says like that, he will come back to me. That is what this next verse also is saying that. So in this verse, Krishna concludes in that way, saying like this. Martyo yada tyakta samasta karmam nivedidalma vijigirshidome tad amrutatva tad amrutatvam pratipadyamano my alpa bhuyaya cha kalpadevai kalpadevai. So with that Krishna concludes that. And Sukhabrahmarshi says there that what happened to Uddhava at that time when all these things Krishna has spoken. Uddhava knew very well that Krishna is on leaving the world. Only Uddhava knew this. If you read the 7th chapter in this 11th canto, you will notice no other Yadavas who are present there sensed Krishna is leaving the planet. The way it happened, Krishna spoke in the last time he spoke in the Sodharma. Sodharma is the assembly in Dwaraka, where Krishna had all the ministers, Ugrasena was there, and all other ministers and important personalities, they were all present there. That last speech, when Krishna spoke that, Uddhava heard and Uddhava sensed that this is a very serious thing, that never Krishna has spoken like the way he has spoken today. So when the assembly was over and Krishna was walking back to the palace, Uddhava followed him. And that is how Uddhavadesham begins. So Uddhava sensed that there is something going to happen. And first thing he told Krishna was that I've understood that you are leaving us. In a very touching way, Uddhava puts that to Krishna. And it was then that Krishna says to Uddhava, you are right, Uddhava. You have sensed it. That shows Uddhava's intelligence, able to think and sensibly act at that time. Nobody else went to Krishna asking for Ekadasha Skandam knowledge, except Uddhava. So it was given to him. And it was then that Uddhava understood that the way Krishna spoke that day was a good indication to Uddhava that Krishna is leaving. So after then Uddhava was in a very distressed state. Krishna is leaving. And that you can see in the 7th chapter. Isn't it? You know, when Krishna was leaving, how Uddhava started the whole conversation there. So now he has heard Ekadasha Skandam and Uddhava feels good. He was in ecstasy, as Vidura says about that. Vidura, after hearing this Ekadasham, Uddhava was in ecstasy. He got something which he never got before and he wanted to have it as his own. For the sake of the world, he has given it. Vedavyasa Maharshi put that in the Bhagavatam. But what Uddhava got from Krishna is something he wanted to relish and keep it to himself. He is on his way to Badrinath with this understanding. Because Krishna told him, whatever I have spoken to you, sit there in Badrinath, in the association of other rishis there, who are present, Narayana Rishi and so many others. Sit there and reflect on this, what I have spoken, and come back to me. That's how Krishna told him finally, isn't it? So Uddhava is feeling a great satisfaction inside, fulfillment in other words, a fulfillment inside, a great happiness inside, and a great gratitude to Krishna for giving this to him. And because of that, he couldn't speak anymore, anything to Krishna. He was speechless. By now, there's no mind inside anymore. Completely mind is gone, Krishna's grace in other words. There's no thought waves coming. Mind is completely disappeared. There's no mind anymore. And the body is full of ecstatic feelings in the body. Tears coming from the eyes. And he couldn't even speak properly to Krishna. He couldn't even speak with that ecstatic feeling what he was experiencing at that time. And therefore what did he do? He started circumambulating Krishna. And paying obeisances and circumambulating him. Shri Shagavacham Sa Eva Madarshida Yoga Mardam Taduttama Shlogavajo Nishamyam Vedhanjali Priti Vairuddha Abairuddha Kandom Nakinjiduja Shubari Pludaksham Sa Eva Madarshida Yoga Mardam Taduttama Shlogavajo Nishamyam Vedhanjali Priti Vairuddha Kandom Nakinjiduja Shubari Pludaksham. Shri Brahmashri is saying there that the Karma Yogam, Jnana Yogam, Bhakti Yogam, Raja Yogam, all those things were spoken at different times in the Ekadasha Skandam, at different places. And Uddhava has understood all those yoga processes properly, in the proper way. Yes, understood. And hearing all that, Uddhava was feeling ecstatic and he put both his hands on top of his head. Sa eva madarshida yoga margam Taduttama shloka vacho nishamya Vedhanjali. Vedhanjali means like this, eyes on in this condition. Vedhanjali, keeping both the hands on the head, completely surrendered, move to Krishna. He says, Vedhanjali Priti Vairuddha Kandho Nakinjidu Upeshu Pariplodaksham. That And holding the hand in that way, he is circumambulating and he is paying obeisances. First he paid obeisances in the front, then he moved on to the left, paid obeisances there, went to the back, paid obeisances there, came to the right, paid obeisances from there, and then again came to the front, again paid obeisances from there. And constantly circumambulating Krishna, he is realizing this beautiful form of Krishna, I'm not still going to see this anymore. This is the last opportunity he had to see that form. Isn't it? 115 years he has been seeing that form. So imagine what will be that Uddhava state of mind. He knows now that this form, the way I'm seeing now, won't be there anymore. It's going, isn't it? It's going. So therefore, continuously paying obeisances. Obeisances after obeisances. And struggling very hard to speak, trying to control the throat and the sound, everything. And whatever Uddhava wanted in life, he has got it. This is what he wanted in life. And he has got it. How would you feel if you got everything what you wanted in life? We are just happy if you get some money or if you get some position or if you have some name, anything like that. Uddhava is not so cheap like us. We are satisfied with such things. Because we feel that nothing else is possible in this life. There is nothing higher to achieve. These are the things for us. But for Uddhava, while being with Krishna, he learned this. If there is anything to get obtained in this world, it is Swarupa Siddhi, coming back to its own identity, not to come back to this world anymore. So, and the knowledge that was required for that, Krishna has given. And Krishna has said that, Uddhava, everything will be okay. But take this knowledge and realize it yourself. You will succeed. With that assurance from Krishna, Uddhava is on his way to Badrinath. So he's saying here, sir, and therefore, the way Uddhava spoke at that time, taduttama shloka vacho nishamyaha. So, that after hearing Ekadasham, Uddhava felt, simply by listening to that, Krishna has lifted him up to a very higher state. He himself started feeling that. He's saying this. That he himself felt that Krishna has that lifted him up to a very higher state of realization. And he says to Krishna, I never expected this will happen. He never knew that such a thing could happen. But Krishna has lifted him up, because every word when Krishna has spoken to Uddhava, Uddhava said in the beginning, as much as you desire, only to that extent it will have its effect in me. That's the way Bhagavatam is. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, as much Krishna wants it, that much effect we will have it. That's the way it is. Not that I understood everything what Krishna says here in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, because it's I'm very intelligent and I understand everything what he is saying. I got it. You may say that. No, you haven't got it. Only what Krishna wants you to have it, you will have it. That's the way Bhagavatam. Everybody will agree with this. Those who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam for very, very long time and who have much better understanding or realizations from Bhagavatam will say this. They will never say, I have got it. What Krishna has given me, that's what I have got. This will be their mood all the time. That's the way it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. So, the point is here, you may have read Bhagavatam many, many times, but that anubhuti, that the realization that comes from that, that is in Krishna's hands, not in our hands. Uddhava felt so elevated with realizations, full of realizations inside, after hearing Ekadasha Skandam. So Uddhava doesn't know how to thank Krishna for that. Continuously shedding tears, paying obeisances, and feeling that realizations inside, he is saying that, I never thought that this will happen in this way, he says. You have taken me to the other side of this existence. In other words, already I have it inside. What I am experiencing, I can't even explain that to you, he says. So, he didn't say that, I will get there tomorrow. He never said that. Already I have it, he's saying here. That already you have got me there. What an experience this is, he's saying there. That, sa eva madarshita yoga margam. Taduttama shloka vacho nishamya baddhanjali prita varuddha kandho
నకించిదూజేషు పరిప్లుదాక్షాం విష్టభ్యచిత్తం ప్రణయావఘూర్ణం ధైర్యణ రాజన్ బహుమన్యమానాః కృతాంజలి ప్రాహ యదు ప్రవీరం శీర్ష్ణాస్పృశంస్త చరణారవిందం విష్టభ్యచిత్తం ప్రణయావఘూర్ణం ధైర్యణ రాజన్ బహుమన్యమానా కృతాంజలి ప్రాహ యదు ప్రవీరం శీర్ష్ణాస్పృశంస్త చరణారవిందం
Uddhava is struggling very hard to control his emotions. Control his emotions. He is feeling that my life has become worthwhile. My life has become fruitful. In other words, there is a fulfillment inside. This is what is expected from everybody. When we leave this world, we have to feel it was a life worth living. Something we have achieved in this life. But that doesn't happen most of us, isn't it? We leave this world crying, or while saying, oh, I couldn't do so many things in this world. That means you are making plan for the next life. The plan is to come back again, to start another life here. We leave the world with so many desires inside. And because those desires are there, and we feel while dying, oh, my son didn't get married, daughter didn't get married, grandchildren, they are going to school, they have to grow up. They haven't been properly settled down. All these thoughts are coming inside and you are leaving the body. Then what will happen? Come back, another member in the family, grandchild. You come back the same in the same family. You'll come back another grandchild or grandson or granddaughter or whoever it is and then continue the journey because of the attachment there. So, Uddhava's case is different. Uddhava is saying, my life has become worthwhile. It was fulfillment inside. That what purpose for which I have lived in this world 115 years, I have got that benefit now from Krishna's advice to me. And Krishna wanted this to happen and I'm experiencing it already. He says, and what a mercy you have shown. Krishna's grace, Uddhava is glorifying there. Vishtabhya chittam pranayava kurnam dhairyena rajan bahumanyamanaha kridanjali prahayadu praviram shirshnasprisham stacharanaravindam. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying about Uddhava's state of mind. Uddhava's state of mind. He says here, and saying all these things, that Uddhava touches his head on Krishna's lotus feet again and again, and crying, and tears are wetting Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet, tears are wetting that. And when he pays obeisances and gets up, he is not satisfied. Again he falls down, again he pays his obeisances. To that surrender inside and that gratitude when you have realized something, spiritual realization, due to Krishna's grace, this Uddhavadesham, Ekadasham, already he has got it. That's what it is showing there. And Uddhava is unable to express his gratitude better than that. The only thing he could do was continuously falling at Krishna's feet and touching Krishna's feet with tears coming from there for giving this nectar, Ekadasham, Ekadasham's nectar. Not handed over, it is just like handed over in a plate to Uddhava, isn't it? Uddhava is experiencing that bliss of the Ekadasham. That's what he is saying like that. He says, and then he says, Uddhava Vacha, what Uddhava had to say. That is the next 2, 3, 4 verses are all. Up to verse 40, 37, 38, 39 and 40 are all Uddhava's words. So two verses, 36 and 35 and 36, Shukha Brahmarshi talking about Uddhava, Uddhava's situation. And the next four verses, five verses, 37 to 40 is Uddhava's words to Krishna. They are famous verses in the Bhagavatam. What Uddhava had to say to Krishna while leaving, for what he got, what he got. Vidravido mohamadhandha mahandhagaram ya ashadomi tavasannidhana. Then vimo vibhavaso kinnu samivagasyam shidam tamobhi prabhavand ajadya. Vidravido uddhava uvacham vidravido mohamadha mahandhagaram ya ashadomi tavasannidhana. vibhavasau kinnu samigasyam shidam tamobhi prabhavanti ajadhyaham. Uddhava says to Krishna that darkness in me, I was living in darkness. Uddhava says, I was in darkness. That darkness is gone from inside. This darkness not in the form of this light he's talking about. That ajnanam inside. What is the result of that ajnanam? Ajnanam comes from avidya, isn't it? Avidya is the cause of that. And from there, what happens? Desires come, kamam, karmam comes from that. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi. So avidya leads to kamam, desires. Desires is due to what? Ajnanam or avidya inside. It is due to that desires are coming. Once the desires come, then you will engage in karma. Karma means what? Vasana. Vasana means what? Bondage. Bondage means again birth. All these things, you have put a stop to it now. Krishna says to, Uddhava says to Krishna. In such a way, vidravido moham ahantagaram, that darkness has gone from inside. Just to tell us that how deep, thick that darkness inside all of us is, isn't it? So, Uddhava, he couldn't say anything anymore. He couldn't say anymore anything. He says to Krishna, that addressing him is like this, that vidravido moha maha antakaram ya ashirdome tava sannidhanat vibhavasau kinnu samiva gasya Shidam tamobhi prabhavandi ajadhyam. Prabhavandi ajadhyam. He says there that moham maha andhagaram. That's the word is. Vidravido moha maha andhagaram. That illusion in me. That darkness in me. Of darkness of illusion in me. And that ordinary darkness, maha andhagaram, very powerful darkness that is inside me, in the form of moham or illusion, that you have taken out from inside. You have taken out from inside. Moha maha andhagaram, Uddhava uses the word, that has gone away. And what's Krishna's nature? One who has no birth, and one who has no death. That's Krishna. Janmadi bhava. No janmam, no mrityu. All this is for us. Krishna doesn't have any of those things. And he, Krishna's position is like that. And moham means what? Misunderstanding. Why is it called misunderstanding? Misunderstanding means, our problem now is, we don't know what is the right thing, is it not? We don't know what is right thing. That is one side. But instead we have got so many false knowledge also. Something wrong, so many wrong things we have accepted as truth. So there is two things here. First thing, we don't know who we are. Secondly, we have this ignorance in us to think we are this body. Not knowing who we are is bad enough. But to think we are this body is worse. So in our ajnanam, I'm saying about avidya. That ajnanam one Uddhava is talking about. That's what it is. Moha maha andhagaram means to know ourselves what we are, that is bad enough. We don't know that we are Atma. We are spirit soul. We are Andanyami is Krishna's part and parcel, whichever way you want to call it. That's what we are actually. That we don't know, that's bad enough. But to think that we are this body is worse. So that's other second ignorance, second level. First one is called Mula Vidya, and the second one is called Secondary Avidya. That Avidya has got a huge spectrum of things. And what else? On that we are stacked up, after accepting we are the body, we are stacked up on that all other Avidya. Like in the form, I am an Indian, I am an American, I am a European, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a husband, I am a wife, I am this, I am that. Like this, so many other avidya, one over the other, is stacked up on top of this avidya of this body, called the body. So it's not easy. That is why he is saying there, vidravido moha maha antagaram. And that from antagaram, you have removed that. How? Vibhavasau kinnu samibhagasya shidam tamobhi prabhavant ajadya. That due to the power of that knowledge in the Evalisha Skandam, he's saying there, it is just like a person who is very close to fire. Very close to fire. What's the benefit? The benefit is that you get free from the cold. Then you get freedom from the darkness also. The light is there and the heat is there. When you are very close to the fire. When you are very close to the fire, you have these two benefits, isn't it? The light as well as the heat. There is no more darkness anymore, and there is also no more, you don't experience the cold either. So both heat and light, you have it at that time. And by being, taking these instructions and being close to you, this is what has happened to me, Uddhava says. Vibhavaso kinnu samiva gasya shidam tamobhi prabhavandi ajadya. You say, shidam is cold, tamasa is the darkness. Both of them have gone away from me. And therefore, I am not experiencing any more the material miseries of tapatrayam, adhyalpam, adhibhudam, adhidevam. Or you can say that the tapatrayon mulanam, isn't it? What, remember in the beginning of the Bhagavadam? Dharma projida gaida votra varamo nurmat saranam sadam vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. What is that tapatrayam? Adibhaudiyam, adhyatmiyam, adibhaudiyam, adidevigam, adhyatmiyam. These three kinds of miseries do not touch me anymore. They have no roles to have any effect on me. So, and he's feeling that the whole realization has come to Uddhava, and it is shining inside. That realization has its effect in the person, in Uddhava. And Krishna, Uddhava says to Krishna that you have lighted that lamp for me inside, and by being in your association all these so many years, and becoming a recipient of your mercy, all my ignorance is gone. And all kinds of distress, they have all gone away. I don't know where they have gone. Uddhava's words, that vibhavaso kinnu samiva gasya shidam tamobhi prabhavanti ajadya, he says. And again, Uddhava is expressing his gratitude for what Krishna has given to him. He knows that you can't repay it back. You can't pay back for this, what Krishna has given to him. That acknowledging, Uddhava is acknowledging that and saying, remember, when is this spoken? This is spoken almost, Krishna is 125 years old. Uddhava is also around the same age. They met each other in Mathura when they were 10 or 12 years old. So practically from then on up to this, constantly associated with Krishna, Uddhava was. And so you can imagine what that separation meant for Uddhava, is it not? We feel, even with a short association for a few months or a year, you feel when you separate from somebody, you feel that you have missed someone. Isn't it? Some people don't miss anybody. They are like that. That's their nature. But generally, for average people, if you have associated with someone closely for some time, when you get separated, you feel, oh, I had that person's association that has helped me, or you feel some bondage there. So imagine when somebody had spent from the age of 10 or 12 right up to 125 years, almost 112 years of association. In everything what Krishna has done in this world, Uddhava was an important personality, participated in one way or the other. Krishna, not only with Krishna's activities, when Krishna was involved with the children, grandchildren, Krishna's different marriages, in all Uddhava was a very serious participant in all that. So now Uddhava has to leave, and Uddhava says that I'm not going to see this form anymore, like the way I'm seeing now. So imagine that emotions inside. And he is saying here that the you have lighted. Now I am not feeling that, he's saying. Why? Because of knowledge. That knowledge Krishna has, he has lighted that lamp inside of knowledge of the self. What is Uddhava realizing now? If you remember, this is very interesting. When we started this conversation, Uddhava and Krishna, Uddhava said to Krishna that I will not be able to bear this separation from you. That's how it started. Remember that if you look into the 7th chapter, you will see the very words of Uddhava. I won't be able to bear this separation, he says there. That when you, Naham tava angri kamalam, in the 7th chapter, verse 44 onwards. Naham tava angri kamalam kshanardham abhigeshava tektum samulsahe nadha Sodhamanayamamabhi. Wherever you are going, take me with you. Like an ordinary person will say to the friend, if you are going, I'll go with you wherever you are going. People say like that, isn't it? Sodhamanayamamabhi. Naham tavangrikamalam kshanardhamabhigeshava. Even for a fraction of a second to be separated from you is difficult for me, Uddhava says. Naham tavangrikamalam kshanardhamabhigeshava tiktum. Samul sahe nada. Therefore, sodhama naimamabhi, take me with you wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are going, I'll go with you. Sometimes people say like that, isn't it? Wherever you go, it doesn't matter, I'll go with you. Doesn't matter. So that was Uddhava's mood at the time when this conversation, samvadam, started. And then he mentioned a few things talking about Uddhava. Tava vikridinam krishnam nranam paramamangalam. Karnabi Ushamaswadhyam Tajatyanyasprham Janaha Shayasanaranastanas Nana Krida Shanadishu Katam Tambriyam Almanam Vayam Bhaktastajemahi. That Shayasanaranastanas Nana Krida Shanadishu. While sleeping, they slept always in the same room. And while sitting, they sat all the time together. While walking, they went walking together. While standing, they stood together and spoke. They played together. They bathed when they went to the tanks, and they bathed together. They ate together. So you can imagine how close that relationship was. And then they discussed everything all the time. And in this way, and what else he did? His attachment to Krishna was such. Toyoba mukta sraghandam vasalangara charchidaha Uchishta bojino dasa tavamaya jayemahi. That toyoba bukta sraghanda vasa alangara charchidaha. Uddhava arranged everything in such a way that after Krishna has eaten, whatever that remnants was left in the plate, Uddhava will take it. He has requested Rukmini Devi to hand over the plate to him. Uddhava will eat everything. Any clothes what Krishna has worn and thrown away, Uddhava will take it and wear it. Such a close attachment to Krishna in everything. Any garlands which Krishna has worn and taken out, Uddhava will take it and wear it. Vaso alangara charchidaha uchishta bhojino dasa. And Uddhava says to Krishna, because I have done all this throughout my life, Maya doesn't worry me. Tho Maya jayemahi, he says. Maya does not bother me. This is how the conversation started. And when all vayam vada ashanaya krishaya shravana urdhumandhina brahmakhyam damadeyandhi shanda sanyasino malaha. And there is a few other things spoken there. And then in the seventh chapter, Krishna begins Uddhava Desha. It is when all these things happened, Krishna called Uddhava and told him, you sit down here. Let me talk to you, he said. And that's how it begins. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, you will see in the 7th chapter. You can read through all that. So, he says to Uddhava that
Kulam vai shabanurdhagdham nangsha tanyoni vigraha samudra saptame nyadam purinja plave sheti.
And he gave an indication to Uddhava that
once I leave this world, this will not be a very good place to live. This place. Once I leave, Krishna says, because as soon as I depart from here, Kali will take over. Influence of Kali will become very prominent. And it will never be any more a good place for a devotee or any gentleman to live. It's not a proper place for anybody to live. Like this he says, and what will happen is, Janam Atharma Ruji Badra Bhavishyati Kalo Yuge. Kali will begin. People will be interested in all kinds of irreligious activities and sinful activities, and they'll make the life hell for everybody here. All those things happen in the beginning. Now what's happening? And Krishna says to Uddhava, do I have to take you with me? Why don't you come back to me? That answer is very important. What Krishna is saying is that if you have realized me properly, you will know that you are not separate from me. No, nothing can separate us from Krishna. It's only our ajnanam is separating us from Krishna. Separation means what? Not on the bodily level. Bodily level separation has no meaning. You are accepting one body, another body, another body. Same thing Krishna told gopis also. When Krishna went to Mathura, gopis complained that this separation we are unable to bear. It is then that Krishna sent Uddhava to talk to gopis, and gopis, the discussion where it happened in the 47th chapter in the 10th canto, you will see there. Krishna sent a message to gopis. Uddhava says to gopis that when that big fire happened, Dhavagni, where Krishna consumed the whole fire inside, isn't it? One of the pastimes in the forest. That when the fire happened, Uddhava asked the gopis, what did you do? Gopi said that Krishna told us to close our eyes. We closed our eyes. And then what happened? Then he told us not to open the eyes till he tells us. And so we kept our eyes closed. And then after a while, when he told us to open the eyes, we saw that we were far, far away from the place where the forest fire was present. We were removed so far away. So when we closed the eyes, what happened? Uddhava asked. When we closed the eyes, we saw Krishna inside. Gopis saw Krishna inside. And from that day onwards, gopis realized this association with Krishna is not outside, it's more inside than outside. So every time from then on, when gopis didn't see Krishna, they closed their eyes, and they saw Krishna inside. This has happened to all the great personalities. Sri Narada Maharshi also mentions that. Dhrumaraj says this. Prahlada says this. That is the time you realize that you are never separated from Krishna. Once you realize that Antaryami inside, Krishna is present inside, there is no question of separation. How can you be separated from Krishna? But only thing is that realization has to come. That is why in the beginning Uddhava said like this, and that Uddhava is saying now, while leaving Krishna, I am not feeling the separation anymore. Why? Because inside, he started seeing Krishna is inside, he will never going to go away. As soon as you close the eyes, Krishna is inside. Once you open his eyes, you see the world. But you close the eyes, Krishna is inside. And this is the example in the Gopika Gita, you will see this. Gopi is saying this. Even there is no question of getting separated from Krishna for anyone in this world. It's never going to happen. There is never be any separation for us. So, but that realization has to come. Isn't it? That we are never separated from Krishna. Uddhava had that now. That is why Uddhava is saying this to him. He says, you can see here, this verses finally is saying to him that
pratyarpidomi bhavadanukambinam brityaya vijnanamaya pradiva Hitva kridanyastavapada moolam konyal samiyam charanam todiyam pratyarpido me bhavadanukambinam vrityaya vidyanamaya pradiva hitva kridanyastavapada moolam konyal samiyam charanam todiyam.
That what you have done to me, Uddhava says to Krishna, by lighting that lamp inside. That's what he has done. Krishna has ignited that lamp inside Uddhava. Means that realization has come to him.
Pratyarpido me bhavadanu kambinam.
How can I pay for that? How can I repay that debt? What you have done for me. How can I repay that debt? Uddhava is asking to Krishna. That gratitude inside, when you had got the highest wealth, isn't it, in this world of the self, what we are getting back is us. You have to remember that. What are we getting? Not money. We are getting us back. That's what we are getting. We didn't have us before. We were having the body. We were having so many other things in this world. Now, Uddhava is saying, I have got myself back. In other words, I have realized who I am. That's what getting back means. You are getting back yourself, is it not? That's what it is. You are getting yourself back, which you have lost before. You have got it back. And that's what he's saying here. Pratyarpide me bhavadanukambinam vrityaya vijnanamaya pradipaha vijnanamayam. That full realization of that truth of who I am has come back.
Hitva kridanyastavabhagamulam ko anyal samiya sharanam todiyam.
Except yourself, who else can do this? Except Krishna, who else can do this? And kridanyam, kridanyam means that gratitude. How can I repay this for what you have done to me?
Ko anyal samiya sharanam todiyam.
That who else will go to somebody else and look for something else from someone else when you alone are the person who can offer this? Who else can offer this to me except you? Nobody else could do this. So there is no question of any not being grateful to this. So much gratitude in Uddhava's heart. So much gratitude he's feeling for Krishna. And he's saying this, that, and anyone who knows this wealth, what Krishna is able to offer to anyone, will he go and take shelter of something else in this world? Uddhava is asking that question. One who knows what Krishna can offer. What Krishna can offer? Krishna can offer us ourselves. He can offer us our real I, in other words. That's what we don't have. What we have got is this body, mind, intelligence, and a lot of other false understanding of things. To take out all that and offer ourselves to us, that's what it is, isn't it?
So, pratyarpidomi bhavadanukambinam vrityaya vijnanamaya pradipaha hitva kridanyastavapada moolam konyal samiyam sharanam todiyam.
Many, many lifetimes, particularly in this lifetime, from beginning, Satvadas, Vrishnis, and so many others, they all of them have, and the Yadavas, Uddhava was also one of them, is it not? Yadavas, Vrishnis, Satvadas, all that, they are the different groups among the Yadavas who were present at that time. And Uddhava also had attachment to them. They are mine, I am related to them, they are my family members, like the usual way, like anybody else. He's saying to Krishna, you have cut that off. You have cut it off completely. That's what he's saying there. In the next verse you will see.
Virknaschami sudrasneha vasho dasharha vrishni andhaga satvadeshu prasarida srishti vivruddhaye tvaya somayaya almasubhodahetinam. Vriknaschami sudrasneha vasho dasharha vrishni andhaga satvadeshu prasarida srishti vivruddhaye tvaya somayaya almasubhodahetinam.
The power of srishti, power of creation is this.
In order to keep this creation going, Krishna created attachment between people. Yaya srishti pravartate. It is only for that purpose this attachment has been built up between people, one to another. Husband, wife, parents, children, and the so-called what we call as the big circle. Why we feel so strongly about it? That's Krishna has done that. Krishna has created this in that way. Why? Only if it is there, creation will continue. In order that creation to survive, you have to develop this. Only then you will fight each other, isn't it? In the name of family, in the name of country, in the name of language, in the name of race. Because we have attachment like that, therefore we can fight each other, enjoy it, fighting a lot. Wars can carry on. All these things because of this. So, that's what he's saying here. Vaknaschame sudrata sneha vasham. Until now, you have created this feeling in me, I am a Yadava, and all these Vrishnis and Satudas, Andhagas, they are all my people. Others are not my people. Only they are my people. Vedabuddhi, in other words. That was in me. But now, you have done that only for one purpose, for the sake of creation, srishti. The same question came up when Krishna brought back his brothers, elder brothers, from the Mahabali. He brought them back. Devi Devi wanted to see the attachment again. Wanted to see all the children who died long ago. Kamsa has killed them. And now after so many years, Devi Devi saying to Krishna, I want to see them now. I heard that you have brought back the son of your spiritual master. Sandivani Maharshi's son, you brought back from another planet. Can you bring them back for me? I want to see them where they are, says. Parikshit was sitting and listening to all these things. He couldn't understand this. After so many years, she is saying that I want to see them now. Then Krishna and Balaram goes. Krishna says to Vasudeva and Devaki, I'll try to bring them this evening. If not, tomorrow morning when I come for breakfast, they'll be with me, he says. Krishna says to them. And they go, Krishna goes to all the planets searching and finally finds there with Mahabali. He goes there, Mahabali, as soon as Krishna arrived there, Mahabali says to him that, what was the idea of coming here? So Krishna says, I have my elder brothers here, who Kamsa has killed so many years ago, I want them all here, he said. Mahabali this time didn't make any mistake, like before. What did he do? He went and brought all of them. And counted them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. And all their names are also mentioned in the Bhagavatam. They were all there. Krishna brought them all. When he brought them all, and Devaki Devi saw them, and she got so attached to them, seeing these six children, whom she has seen for ages. And she started taking them and started breastfeeding them, and everything. And Parikshit is looking at it and laughing the whole thing, the scene. And so Parikshit asked Shukabrahmarshi, why did this happen? What was Parikshit's, Shukabrahmarshi's reply? Yaya srishti pravartade. This is that power that keeps this creation going. This attachment to each other. Attraction to each other, attachment to each other. That keeps this world going, says Shukabrahmarshi in the answer. The same thing here also. Uddhava also is saying the same thing. When that is cut off, he's not seeing, thinking anymore, I am a Yadava, I belong to this group or that group. This is all our jnanam inside, that is. I am this, I am that. All based on the body, isn't it? Now he has been released from that bondage. He has understood who he is. Who he is, he has understood that. That is what he is saying here. That I had this in the Yadavas, Vrishnis and the Satudas, me, and mine, and Mamata, and my friends, my relations. But like we also say, oh, he's my neighbor. We have special consideration for them. Or we'll say, oh, he comes from the same place where I come from. So you will have an attachment in that way. Like this you will see among people in different ways, isn't it? So all these are what Krishna is saying there, that it is our Snehavasham. Kunti Devi also said the same thing.
Snehabhashamimam chindi dridam pandushu vrishnishu.
On the one side I have attachment for the Pandavas, other side I have attachment for the Vrishnis. Kunti Devi said, please cut it off for me. So Krishna did that for Kunti Devi, and Uddhava also wanted the same thing. Krishna has done that now. That connection has been broken.
Because we can't have self-realization with all these attachment in the body. We want to keep everything together. We want this and we want that also. So that won't happen. Either this or that. We can either this, but not that. If we want that, this has to go. This attachment has to go. That's what it is. That's why when they realize it, they have only one thing to say. Thank God. What was I doing all this life? Attached to all this. It doesn't mean anything. Is it not? When you realize the self, you start seeing the truth in a different way. You start seeing how much ignorance was inside us to be attached to all. Because we know very well all these relationships, connections have no reality. It is completely. When we came to this world, they were not there. They've all come after we have come here. And we will leave this world also without them. In between a short period of time, some relationship we have built up with some people in the form of family, friends, this, that and the other. And we start thinking, oh, this is all real, 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 real. In that illusion we carry on. That is why Krishna is saying this here. So, we'll discuss that next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.